American Airlines plane, and veered off a runway at San Antonio Airport this morning just before it started its takeoff roll, got stuck in the mud. No injuries were reported. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, June 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Summer is here, and you need your car running right. At NAPA, they carry everything a shade tree mechanic could want, from tools to timing belts. Change your own oil? NAPA has the filters, oil, and tools to make your job easier. Call any of their 7 stores to order parts or ask any questions you have. You can also order online at readingnapa.com. NAPA know-how, 2304 Churn Creek Road. Call them at 222-5565.
This is how I believe, okay? I'm from the old school. I believe this. I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else, rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. I cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on?
That's a bingo.
Larry Elder here, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. That is a 24-7 line. I'd love for you to call, leave a message, try and keep your message under 60 seconds. It could be a negative message. We get those. Try and keep the F-bombs, however, to single digits. All of that will enhance the chances of your message being played on the air. One of which was this gentleman.
Yeah, this is Khalid from Macon, Georgia. Why don't you stop crying about Hillary, Barack, Bill Clinton? Why don't you stop crying about those people, man? Those white people don't love you as much as you own the air like they love you so much, okay?
Why is it that I have critics who always say things like, how much white people love me or don't love me? Why do you care? Tell me what that is. And I know many of you out there are just like the caller because you listen to me on the download, don't want your friends to know how entertaining you find this show. Why is that? I've been getting that for 24 years. Larry, you think white people love you. They really don't love you. Okay, they don't love me. Therefore what? I mean, what is that supposed to do? Tell me how is that supposed to be punitive to me? Larry, you think white people love you, but they really don't. All of them? They all hate me? I know Bill Clinton probably isn't very fond of me, but I suspect Donald Trump doesn't have too much problem. But can you please help me out here?
Yo, this is Khalid from Macon, Georgia. Why don't you stop crying about Hillary, Barack, Bill Clinton? Why don't you stop crying about those people, man? Those white people don't love you as much as you own the air like they love you so much, okay?
Okay, now what race is Hillary? What race is Bill Clinton? So I should stop crying about these two white people because white people don't love me as much as I think white people do. How much do I think white people love me? All white people? Michael Moore, Bill Maher, the gentleman I had on the show yesterday, Pete Hegseth, they all secretly dislike me. But Larry gets up in the morning and Larry thinks he's pleasing white people. I mean, why is that your attack? Why don't you tell me what it is I've said that's offended you? You say I should stop crying about Bill Clinton. What is it I say about Bill Clinton that I should stop crying about? Why don't you be specific? It really would be helpful. And, you know, I'm here every day from 3 until 6. 888-971-SAGE. You can always call. We can do this We can do this for real.
Yo, this is Khalid from Macon, Georgia. Why don't you stop crying about Hillary, Barack, Bill Clinton? Why don't you stop crying about those people, man? Those white people don't love you as much as you own the air like they love you so much, okay?
We were talking about the apology now. Three times Sean Spicer has apologized for saying that Hitler didn't even use nerve gas on his own people, a la Bashar Assad, the head of Syria. He's apologized, because it was, someone reminded him that Hitler did use gas on millions of people during the Holocaust, Jews and others. But they've been saying this for a long time. Democrats likening Republicans to fascists. And it's interesting how sensitive they are when Sean Spicer makes a reference. But as I mentioned, during the 64 convention, Daniel Shore, a longtime newscaster, CBS, said that Barry Goldwater, the Republican nominee in 1964, was trying to, quote, link up with his opposite numbers in Germany, close quote. Democratic California Governor Pat Brown, the father of the current governor of California, after Goldwater accepted the Republican nomination in 64, said, and I quote, the stench of fascism is in the air. End of quote. What was it about Goldwater that was fascist? Can you help me out here? Democratic Representative William Clay of Missouri in the 80s said that Reagan was, quote, trying to replace the Bill of Rights with fascist precepts lifted verbatim from Mein Kampf, end of quote. Let's move on to the 90s. Republicans took control of the House. Representative John Dingell, Democrat from Michigan, compared the newly controlled House of Representatives, newly Republican-controlled House of Representatives, to the Duma and the Reichstag, referring to the legislature set up by the Tsar of Russia and the parliament set up by the German Weimar Republic that brought Hitler to power. And then, of course, we have George W. Bush. I just played you what George Soros said, referring to his propaganda techniques that reminded him of the Nazis. Vice President Al Gore said George W. Bush had made it a practice to control and intimidate news organizations, quote, and every day they unleash squadrons of digital brown shirts to harass and hector any journalist who is critical of the president, end of quote. By the way, Barack Obama prosecuted more journalists under the Espionage Act than any other president combined. But I digress. Harry Belafonte, very respected activist, marched with MLK, called George W. Bush a racist, and when someone suggested, yo, Harry, but Bush has a lot of prominent blacks in his administration. He's got Connie Rice. He's got Colin Powell. Belafonte said, and I'm quoting, Hitler had a lot of Jews high up in the hierarchy of the Third Reich, end of quote. NAACP chair Julian Bond played the Nazi card a bunch of times. He was speaking at a historically black college in North Carolina, Fayetteville State University, 2006. Bond said, and I'm quoting, the Republican Party would have the American flag and the swastika flying side by side, end of quote. Governor Scott Walker, the Republican that got some rollbacks on teachers' compensation and union benefits, got the full Nazi treatment. There's a hard left blog called libcom.org. Here's what they posted in 2011, and I'm quoting, Scott Walker is a fascist, perhaps not in the classical sense since he doesn't operate in the streets, but a fascist nonetheless. He is a fascist, for his program takes immediate and direct aim at a sector of the working class, end of quote. Let's go even further. The Republican National Convention, 2012, then California Democratic Party Chairman John Burton, check and see if he's still the chair. I think he's still the chair. California Democratic Party, John Burton, quote, Republicans lie. They don't care if people think they lie. As long as you lie, Nazi propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, the big lie, you just keep repeating it, end of quote. The chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party, Dick Harpootlian, 2012, compared the state Republican governor to Hitler's mistress. When told that the GOP was holding a competing press conference at a NASCAR Hall of Fame basement studio, Harpootlian told the South Carolina delegation, and I quote, Governor Nikki Haley was down in a bunker a la Eva Braun, end of quote, referring to Hitler's mistress. I have more, but I think you get the point. They do it
over and over and over again, and nobody says anything. Howard Dean calls Steve Bannon a Nazi, not a problem. Keith Ellison likens George W. Bush to Hitler, not a problem. Vicente Fox compares Trump to Hitler, not a problem. David Ignatius, the Washington Post writer, likens the Trump transition to the Nazis, Night of the Long Knives, not a problem. And of course, Chris Matthews does it over and over and over again. San Diego's experiment with higher minimum wage. 4,000 fewer restaurant jobs. San Diego jumped its minimum wage to $11.50. In that year and 3 months since then, guess what? The number of food service jobs in San Diego has dropped sharply, with as many as 4,000 jobs lost. Lynn Reeser, chief economist at Point Loma Nazarene University, quote, if job growth in the restaurant sector had just kept pace with the state's performance, the industry could have created 52,000 jobs instead of the 1,300 that took place, 4,000 lower than should have taken, than would have happened had they not jacked up the minimum wage. Is this thing on? I don't think this thing is on. When we come back, AG Jeff Sessions says the new border security actions means this is a new era. This is the Trump era. And John from San Francisco wants to comment about Planned Parenthood and eugenics. Sonia Austin, Texas. Liberals comparing Trump to Nazis. Robert Fontana, California. Assad is just as bad as Hitler. John, Sonia, Robert, do not leave town. I am Larry Elder.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
Staples knows that when your old reliable laptop is more old than reliable, it's time. When regular mail is faster than email, it's time. When you can open only one application at a time, and it's the calculator, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest tech at great prices, and now save up to $200 on new Dell laptops with Intel 7th generation processors. Staples, it's pro time. N6317 while supplies last.
This is Martin Morin. I'm a veterinarian. I could not be more pleased by my experience with the three-step plan. My home-based business success rate has doubled overall, but lately, with more experience with Andy's system, my success has doubled again. Thank you, Andy Willoughby.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, and I think the three-step plan could help you make extra money working from home. The three-step plan works like a mini-franchise, using proven business techniques to get your business up and running. In just a few days, you could be working from the comfort of your own home. You could work part-time or full-time. You choose your own hours so you could work around family and church commitments. You will never have to miss a soccer game or school play again. You could actually be in charge of your own life. We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com. That's 3stepplan.com. 3stepplan.com.
Are you looking to get out of your timeshare with 100% guarantee? I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. We have helped thousands of timeshare owners get out of their timeshare legally and ethically. We have an excellent track record, and we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call us today for a free consultation at 855-551-7066 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com at 855-551-7066 or LoneStarTransfer.com. We will help you today.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries. But for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. So when I was on the road, a number of people asked me to replay my exchange with Chris Matthews, who loves to call people Nazis and cut people off, when he came on my show to discuss his JFK book.
Larry Elder here. He is the host of MSNBC's Hardball and the Chris Matthews Show. He also has a new book out called Jack Kennedy, Elusive Hero. Please welcome to the show, Chris Matthews. Chris, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry.
Chris, do you still feel that as a journalist it's your job to help Obama succeed?
Well, it's certainly my job to help any new president succeed, and that was my goal when I said that. And I think that was true when I voted for Bush in 2000 and hoped that he would do well until he made some decisions I couldn't live with. And when that comes with Obama, I will break with him. So far, he's done what I think he should. He hasn't been the leader I think he should be, but he's made the decisions I think I would make.
You consider yourself a journalist?
I'm a journalist. I'm a columnist. I'm a commentator. I'm
a journalist. You think you're an objective, down-the-middle journalist?
No, I'm not down the middle, although I'm slightly to the left.
Slightly to the left?
I'd say 40-yard lines.
For example, as when you said this.
Here's a party that I just keep keeping the list. They want more people to fry. They love executions. Mm-hmm. They want people that don't have insurance to die on the gurney in the hospital bed. They want that to happen.
Right.
They want forget about illegal aliens. The gay soldiers, forget about them. They're there to be booed. If you're homeless, foreclose on. If you have a home, foreclose on the people. If you're a teacher, a fireman, or a cop, get rid of the guy. I mean, this attitude of causing cruel pain on people and getting cheers for it. What's that about, Howard?
You think it's a fair analysis of Republicans, Chris?
I think it's a fair analysis of the performance of the audiences and the candidates in the primary season this year.
You mean because a couple people laughed?
Do you want to answer the question or what? Do you want to answer it?
Chris, I'm sorry for cutting you off the way you cut your guests off, but I want to get to the point here. Because a couple of people have...
Do you want to make a point or do you want to ask me a question?
Because a couple of people have laughed, you think that reflects on the whole party?
I think that nobody stood up and said that was not the position of our party. Those people should be reprimanded, and they certainly had a hard time doing it, didn't they? Why didn't Mitt Romney, who's a moderate in many ways, why didn't he say, "Don't boo soldiers in uniform fighting for our country"? Why didn't he do that? Just answer that question, Larry.
I'm happy to answer the question. They all said that either they didn't hear it, or when they were asked about it, they said it was inappropriate. All of them said that, Chris. Every single one of them did.
That, wouldn't they? They would say that because that's the political.
You asked me whether really or not they responded, and I told you they all said it was the wrong thing to have said.
So what do you want to do, argue? We disagree.
We sure do disagree. Now let's talk about your book. I read the entire book, Chris. And what gets me about your book is that you seem to be painting Kennedy as a elusive hero, as you put it, because of what he did with respect to the Cuban Missile Crisis. That seems to be the singular achievement around which the whole book is written. Am I fair about that?
Well, I would start with his heroism in World War II, and I'd work up to that.
Okay, let's talk about the PT-109. You don't at all discuss how the boat got into trouble in the first place. a lot of historians feel that it was his own irresponsible handling of the PT-109 that caused the boat to get into trouble, that caused him to engage in the heroics that he clearly did.
That would be a conservative or right-wing point of view.
Oh, really?
A person who was prejudiced against Kennedy. If it's there's no moon, there's no stars, there's no radar. Those are the conditions.
Okay, let me read.
The boat is operating at, can I answer?
Well, you call me right-wing.
No, I can't
You call me right-wing, so I want to deal with what you just now said. This is from historynet.com.
No, you are quoting historians who are right-wing. Would say something like that.
You think Gary Wills is right wing?
Yes, he is. On this point, he's wrong.
No, you said right wing. Is he right wing?
Is this a game? Is this a game show? Or are we trying to find out?
I'm talking about your book where you completely ignore what Gary Willis said. Gary Willis said he had been inattentive as a commander, and he worried himself that after the events were done, he might get court-martialed for his irresponsibility. None of that is in your book. I'll give you another one. This is from historynet.com. The collision was part of a wild night of blunders by 109 and other boats that one historian later described as the most screwed-up PT boat action of World War II, all of which is ignored in your book.
Larry, why don't you write a book about Jack Kennedy and attack him? I think he's a hero.
I am simply talking about the fact that you completely ignore why Kennedy had to result in the heroics that he had to result in. And many historians believe that it was his own irresponsibility that put him in the position in the first place.
That is not my story.
I know it's not.
I don't believe that's true.
So Gary Willis is wrong, and History.net is wrong. And the Boston Globe was also wrong when they wrote a column about the movie that was made about Jack Kennedy.
They can write what they want.
Okay.
I have the facts.
All right. Let's talk about the Cuban Missile Crisis. You completely ignore the fact that Kennedy, without preconditions, sat down with Khrushchev. And Dean Rusk, his own Secretary of State, told him not to do it. Khrushchev...
That was in April of 1961. Go ahead.
That's right. Told him not to do it. Khrushchev did. Even Kennedy...
What is the purpose of this conversation?
The purpose right now is to show that you are glossing over Kennedy. You are airbrushing the bad things to make a book where you completely put him on your shoulders without talking about why he got into trouble with the PT-109, why he got into trouble with Cuban Missile Crisis.
Larry,
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't mention at all that he had this disaster.
What is this conversation about? Do I have any role in this show, or do I just sit here and listen to your rap?
I will repeat what I just now said. If you want to hang up, go ahead and hang up, Chris.
Is my job to listen to you or to talk?
It's you wrote a book. I'm talking about your book, and you completely.
No, it's my job here to listen.
You
to
completely.
You.
May I say something, Chris?
Is that
Chris?
My job to listen to this rap?
Yes, your job is to listen until I finish my question, and you can respond.
It's a question.
It is a question. In your book, Chris, you completely ignore the fact that JFK's own blunders encouraged Khrushchev to put missiles in October.
That's what you say, Larry. That's your statement.
New York Times, Kennedy talk, Khrushchev triumphed. Nathan Thrall, Jesse James Wilkins. Do you know who they are?
No.
A move that would be regarded as one of the most self-destructive American actions of the Cold War, referring to this summit that he had with Khrushchev, one that contributed to the most dangerous crises of the nuclear age. Senior statesmen like George Kennan advised Kennedy not to rush into a high-level meeting against Khrushchev. Kennedy's own Secretary of State had argued much the same.
What does that have to do with the Cuban Missile Crisis?
You ignore the fact that we wouldn't have had the crisis but for his reckless...
That's what you say.
A lot of historians say that, Chris. You completely ignore that in your book.
I am fully aware of the critique.
You didn't put it in your book whatsoever. You didn't put it in your book whatsoever.
Okay, Larry.
But Kennedy went ahead, quote, and for two days he was pummeled... For 2 days he was...
How much, Larry, you just want to yell.
For 2 days he was pummeled by the Soviet Union leader. Despite his eloquence, Kennedy was no match as a sparring partner.
Who are you quoting?
The same article I just mentioned,
New York Times,
New York Times, Kennedy talked, Khrushchev triumphed.
Larry, go on. Just finish your whole raft of a commentary.
Thank you.
And I'll say,
thank you.
I listen to it.
Thank you. The point is that Kennedy's performance
was
disastrous. He shouldn't have had the summit in the first place. His own Secretary of State advised him against it, none of which is mentioned in your book. Now, I want to know why.
I have given, if anybody wants to go to a bookstore, don't buy the book if you don't want to listen to Larry Elder. Read the part about the meeting with Khrushchev in early 1961, and you'll see a full description of it, just to shatter your argument.
Do you say that Dean Rusk advised him?
Read the book, and they will find this out.
I read your book. Do you say that Dean Rusk advised...
No, I'm asking people to go beyond your rap here to reading the book.
Chris, it's a real simple question. Did you or did you not say in your book that Dean Rusk urged him not to have this summit?
Of course not. I didn't talk about Dean Rusk.
Now,
talk about him?
Why wouldn't you please? He's the Secretary of State. He advised him not to do it, Chris. You talk about the fact... You talk about the fact that he
Dean Rusk was a good Secretary of State.
You talk. I will finish this on the other side. 888-971
888-971-SAGE. This is Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
That's Hardball. I'm Hardball. It's the place for politics.
It's a boy, not with me. Oh, what a joy. Just come on down to the fifth floor. Find a spot.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. This coming week, we're going to have Enjoy the Store on Monday, telling us what's happening in the North State also this week. People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, one of their representatives, to explain PETA. And on Wednesday, Barry Tippin, our newest city manager. Find out what's happening in our town, our country, our state, all here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube.
RedingKia.com.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field.
Setting fire to the airwaves, it's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. So Chris Matthews came on my show. He approached us, not the other way around, and wrote a book about JFK, about two major events in JFK's life. Of course, the first one,
The PT-109, where JFK heroically rescued two members after the 109 had capsized. The reason it capsized, however, was because he operated the boat negligently. Kennedy even thought he was going to be court-martialed, none of which was mentioned in Matthew's book. The second one was the Cuban Missile Crisis. But for Kennedy sitting down without preconditions with Khrushchev, against the advice of his Secretary of State, Khrushchev would not have put missiles in Cuba. And the book did not mention at all the criticism by his own cabinet members, including Dean Rusk, for sitting down with Khrushchev. But I mentioned it, and Mr. Matthews was not amused.
In the first place, his own Secretary of State advised him against it, none of which is mentioned in your book. Now,
you know
I want to know why.
I have given, if anybody wants to go to a bookstore, don't buy the book if you don't want to. Listen to Larry Elder. Read the part about the meeting with Khrushchev in early 1961, and you'll see a full description of it, just to shatter your argument.
Do you say that Dean Rusk advised him?
I asked people to read the book, and they will find this out.
I read your book. Did you say that Dean Rusk advised?
No, I'm asking people to go beyond your rap here to reading the book.
Chris, it's a real simple question. Did you or did you not say in your book that Dean Rusk urged him not to have this summit?
Of course not. I didn't talk about Dean Rusk.
Now, why
would I talk about him?
Why wouldn't you please? He's the Secretary of State. He advised him not to do it, Chris.
Dean Rusk was a good Secretary of State.
You talk about the fact that...
he was a good Secretary of State? Just tell me if he's your witness. Tell me if you think he's a good one. Do you think Dean Rusk was a good Secretary of State?
I think it was unwise for Kennedy to have had this...
I'm answering your question.
I think he should have listened to him and listened to George Kennan and other people who told him not to have this sit-down with Khrushchev. After Khrushchev sat down with him, he thought he was weak and inexperienced. At that point, he built the Berlin Wall.
Right.
At that point, he put missiles in Cuba. This never would have happened had he not been so reckless. A lot of historians say that, Chris. That's why I'm quoting the New York Times.
Let me just tell you something, Larry. All I ask is people to pick the book up at the bookstore, read a bit of it, and think of what you're saying is true, and decide then. That's all.
He told James Reston of the New York Times that this was the roughest thing in my life. Quote, he just beat the hell out of me. I've got a terrible problem if he thinks I'm inexperienced and have no guts. Until we remove those ideas, we won't get anywhere with him.
That
was Kennedy himself.
All of that in the book, just read the book.
You don't have Reston saying he just beat the hell out of me.
I have Reston's a whole account of the meeting with Kennedy.
You have Reston saying he just beat the hell out of me.
Words. Look, Larry, why don't you write your diatribe about how much you hate Jack Kennedy and sell it called "I, Larry Elder, Hate
Jack
Kennedy," and see if anybody wants to buy it.
Chris,
I'm sure you'll sell a lot of copies to your viewers.
Chris,
go to the bookstore and read the book.
Chris, I think that Jack Kennedy's singular economic achievement was the Bush tax was the Kennedy tax cuts.
Let me finish.
You spent about a half a page on the tax cuts. Why is that? You still there?
I'm listening to you.
You spend about a half a page on his tax cut. That was his singular domestic achievement.
I'm trying to be polite, and I come on your show because you invited me on the show.
You called us, and you asked to come on. I didn't invite you. You called us.
Well, then why don't we end this now, okay?
Your people
nice
called.
I want to
know why you
fine.
Didn't. I want to know why you only spent a half a page on the tax cuts.
I don't want to listen to this anymore.
I want to know why you only spent a half a page on the tax cuts. How can you write a book? How can you write a book about Kennedy and spend a half a page on the tax cuts? How can you do that? You still there?
I'm listening to it. This is an embarrassment.
I'd like to know, how can you write a book about Kennedy and
because
only spend about a half a page on the tax cuts?
There.
I'm sorry?
Larry, this is absurd. Why do you have me on the show?
You talk about Choate and you talk about his upbringing and how sickly he was and lots of things, but you spend about a half a page on the singular domestic achievement of him, which
is
tax
cuts. This is why this country is being torn apart with this kind of hatred. This is the hatred that people engage in, the hatred.
No, it's called a disagreement. It's called a disagreement, not hatred. Not hatred, Chris. Call it a disagreement.
You
perceive it as hatred. You perceive it as hatred, just like you perceive that the Republicans want people to die on gurneys and they don't care about illegal aliens and all the other silly things that you've said.
The cheering.
That's hatred. That's hatred, Chris.
To the right wing, an embarrassment. The cheering that went on in that debate when people
cheering.
The number of people exhausted.
Cheering. There were a handful of people out of about 1,500 people that jeered, and you are extrapolating that to the whole party. That's ridiculous.
Play the tape.
I will play the tape. Thank you for coming on, Chris.
It's been a joy, sir. Thank
you got it. It's been a slice. Larry Elder, back in a second.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Now, the backstory of that is his publicist contacted us and wanted him to come on. Obviously, she did not know who I am. And Mr. Matthews did not back out, to his credit. He also didn't cut and run, although I thought he was going to. But for some reason, I've not been on the Chris Matthews Hardball show since then. Do you think maybe there might be a connection between the two?
Was I rude? Was I impertinent? We're going to talk about the left-wing comedians that have vowed to fundraise against Donald Trump. We'll be talking about that. Also, I was asked, what is the point of the filibuster? And a number of you want to weigh in, John in Dallas and John in San Francisco and Sonia in Austin and Robert in Fontana, California. I'll be coming at you in just a few seconds. But first, real quickly, this came in from Carol from Colorado. I started taking Relief Factor, and I felt immediate lessening of discomfort.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
A
out on a London town to go-go. Oh, with the record selection and the mirror reflection, I'm a dancing with myself.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Mr. Elder. My name is Stephanie, and I heard you make a comment on the radio, which I so agree with. You were talking to a woman, and she was saying something about Muslims and white people, and you said, what about the white people who died in the Civil War? Thank you for saying that. Somewhere in time, I think 97, my father said something like that, and that's just so important that people hear that. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for what you do. I listen all the time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. 888-971-SAG. Folks, the big media want to stop President Trump. They're at war with our president. Now, there is a runaway New York Times bestseller that's exposing the media lies and defending our president. It's called Big Agenda by David Horowitz. In Big Agenda, David Horowitz has predicted all of President Trump's moves so far, and Big Agenda first exposed Obama's government in exile and their efforts to sabotage President Trump. You need to help President Trump and send a message. Get Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or you can check out Newsmax free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda211.com. That's BigAgenda211.com. Did you hear that David Horowitz was supposed to speak at UC Berkeley? Guess what? He's not. They wanted to move the venue. They wanted the Republicans who invited him to pony up a lot of money for possible damages. And so ultimately, the whole thing got called off. Seems to be a trend up there. 888-971-SAGE is the number. Later on, we're going to talk about United Airlines. They've got the worst bump record, apparently, in airlines, of the major airlines, the worst frequency in which they either overbook or somehow have to tell people to get off the plane who already have a ticket. Although their record is improving, the CEO has apologized and says what I told you he should have said at first, which is we're going to get right on improving our methodology so this does not happen again. We also have a couple of new poll questions for you. The one that I gave you yesterday, did the Syrian airstrike ordered by President Trump change your opinion of him for the better? 62% of you said that the Syrian airstrike ordered by President Trump changed your opinion of him for the better. 38% said it did not. Here's a new question. Have you ever been bumped from a plane? Have you ever been bumped from an airplane? In order to participate, you must be part of the Zip community. Go to the App Store.
Free from the App Store.
Download the Zip app and use my code SAGE, S-A-G-E, to participate. I will give you the results of this on Friday. I'm not going to be here on Thursday. I'm going to be in Houston at a town hall with Carl Rove, and we're going to have Mark Davis sit in for me tomorrow. So I'll give you the results from this question. Have you ever been bumped from a plane on Friday? Okay, 888-971-SAGE. Let's go to John in San Francisco. John, how you doing?
What's going on, Larry?
Nothing much.
Yeah, I mean, you just ran the gauntlet with the Michaels guy, the Matthews or whoever. I don't know. It's like, what do you want to do, talk to the wall or talk to the devil? It's kind of... But anyway, what I called about is about our own American Holocaust. They're talking about all this Nazi stuff, and it's just the eugenics thing, the Margaret Sanger and all. We have our hero women, the Democratic Party, that are all under that banner. And there was a gentleman, Reverend, I think his name is Hoyle from Oakland, California, but after all this Black Lives Matter stuff came out, he was talking about, in 2015, 400,000 out of a million live African American births, I call them black people, but anyway, they're gone. And under Obama, that's 3.2 million. And we fought the Civil War under 3.5 million slaves. And I have to admit that I've heard you talk about the Alex Haley stuff and different things. It wasn't like we just brought these people over for some reason. I mean, they're blessed immigrants, in my opinion. They're lucky immigrants. I mean, they had no choice. You're either healthy enough to come and work or be sold, or they just killed you on the spot. But anyhow, the point I'm trying to make is that all this Nazi stuff, the Nazis took that in, and the eugenics was part of their whole ethnic cleansing thing.
Well, John, you're absolutely right about that. The person that really started what ultimately became Planned Parenthood was Margaret Sanger, and Margaret Sanger was somebody who believed in eugenics. She believed that certain people were too poor, too incapable of adapting. really to even exist. There's no question about that. And what's interesting to me is that Jimmy Carter, one of the few times I've ever agreed with him, former President Jimmy Carter, he once said that the Democratic Party made a moral and tactical mistake when they became the party of abortion, the party of Roe v. Wade. He said, I don't believe that Jesus would have supported abortion. You know who else was pro-life for his entire career until he decided to run for president? Jesse Jackson. That's right. Jesse Jackson was pro-life until 1984 when he decided to run for president. All of a sudden, he became pro-choice. Thank you so much for the call, John. Sonia is in Austin, Texas. How you doing, Sonia?
Hey, I am actually in Kaufman, Texas.
Kaufman, Texas.
East Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. It's an honor.
My honor. Thank you.
So I heard, you know, a little snippet of these idiots, you know, calling my president, Donald Trump, a Nazi. And I just, it blows my mind. I mean, there are not soldiers going around rounding up people, putting them in concentration camps. Nobody's being murdered. Nobody's dying. I don't get it. What is their problem?
Well, Sonia, they're unhinged. I mean, what are you going to do? And Howard Dean calling Steve Bannon a Nazi?
He's a complicated guy. He appoints a reasonable person who's much more conservative than I am, but for somebody you can talk to his chief of staff, and then the senior advisor is a Nazi.
I mean, really? Here's what Ronald Reagan said about that, by the way.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism. And what is fascism? Fascism is private ownership, private enterprise, but total government control and regulation. Well, isn't this the liberal philosophy? The conservative, so-called, is the one that says less government, get off my back, get out of my pocket, and let me have more control of my own destiny.
I think Howard Dean needs a MyPillow. 25 million of them sold, you know. Here's your chance to get the Mike 4-pack special, 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-890-1843 right now. Use the promo code LarryMyPillow.com, 800-890-1843 right now, and use the promo code Larry. Sleep better than you ever have in your life. MyPillow.com.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Reading Dance Center will present the full ballet production of The 12 Dancing Princesses, as well as a featured medley of upbeat dance pieces titled All the World's a Stage, on Saturday, June 10th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Follow the story of 12 beautiful princesses as they dance throughout a secret kingdom. Watch as a handsome apprentice becomes invisible and works to solve the castle mystery. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. This is a wonderful opportunity to watch Reading talent and support your local artistic community. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Time for a wardrobe update? Check in with the ladies of Dandelion. They can help you with all of your fashion needs, from designer jewelry to the latest jeans. They have you covered head to toe. Stop in for a personal touch with fabulous stylists who greet you at the door. Dandelion Boutique in the heart of downtown Reading, 1322 Pine Street, or give them a call, 247-1292. That's Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. El Dorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Larry. I just want to say that I hope Al Franken does run as the next Democrat candidate for president, because it'll be the biggest joke ever, and it'll be an easy win for Trump. And also, President Trump needs to find out who the rat is in the White House that's taping his conversations and everybody else. What is going on? I think Chuck the Schmuck Schumer is the rat in the White House. At least he's one of them. If I was the president, I wouldn't even work from that place. Everything's probably bugged and tapped. These Democrats are a nightmare. It's ridiculous what they're doing, and we're going to vote them all out, one by one. Thanks for listening, Larry.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. If you go to LarryElder.com, you'll see the article that I wrote last year called Democrats and the Nazi Card, where I talked about statements made by Keith Ellison and made by Daniel Shore, the reporter from CBS in the 60s, and William Clay of Missouri in the 80s, and John Dingell, the Democrat from Michigan, in the 90s, and George Soros, and things he said about George W. Bush in the 2000s, you'll see that the Democrats have likened Republicans to Nazis at least for about 50 years. Sean Spicer makes a comment about Assad and Hitler. Oh, my goodness, bring out the pitchforks. He's insensitive. He doesn't understand history. He doesn't understand the gravity of the Holocaust. He doesn't understand what a heinous man Adolf Hitler is. All of which could be said about all these people who made these statements likening Democrats to fascists and Nazis and Hitler himself. So that's up on LarryElder.com. Also, the first two segments of the show is up there as well. And please become El Dorado. The price is about $4.16 or so a month. It averages out to that to get an annual subscription. And you can hear the show whenever you want and whatever device you want. 888-971-SAGE is the number. Coming up, MSNBC, Washington Post reporter on MSNBC reports that FBI did in fact obtain a FISA warrant last summer to monitor a Trump advisor. I'll tell you about that. Also, Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, on the new border security action, says this is a new era. This is the Trump era. And Tucker Carlson had Brad Sherman, the left-wing Democrat, on his show from California. Sherman has been making the argument that Donald Trump has been in bed with Putin and that the two of them swung the election in favor of Donald Trump. And Tucker Carlson had the temerity to ask Brad for evidence. What's your proof? You made a serious accusation. Can you back it up with proof? It was a very entertaining interview. We'll try and play that for you as well. 888-971-SAGE. And a caller asked me to comment on the filibuster. I'll get that in as well. Please don't leave town.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Setting fire to the airwaves, it's the Larry Elder Show.
Down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes,
I want to rock! Get
ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877, or CascadeTheaters.org.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Armed British police rushed to London Bridge late tonight about reports of a vehicle running down pedestrians and people being stabbed nearby. Here's BBC reporter Chris Wimpress.
Clearly extremely distraught, mostly young people. Many of them were in tears. Men walking, looking absolutely shocked. I stopped to ask a few people, and it appears that a van came down from the city into the London Bridge area. And then I've just been speaking to a few more people, and it appears that there was a stabbing which took place in the Southwark Tavern. At the same time, there was gunshots which people heard over a wide area. At least 12 shots, one person said to me.
President Trump arguing in favor of his travel ban shortly after being briefed at the White House. He tweeted, quote, "We need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. We need the courts to give us back our rights. We need the travel ban as an extra level of safety." Earlier today, Vice President Mike Pence said the Trump administration is strongly pro-life.
And working with all these great Iowa leaders, President Trump has stood, I can say, without apology for the sanctity of human life.
Pence headlined Senator Joni Ernst's annual summer fundraiser in Des Moines. Pence also defended President Trump's decision this week to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. The special counsel's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election appears to be expanding.
According to the Associated Press, special counsel Robert Mueller is now overseeing an existing Russia probe involving former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. The Justice Department's criminal investigation into Manafort predates the 2016 election. Mueller may also look into the roles of the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General in the firing of FBI Director James Comey.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If you ask the customers of Vision Computers what they like best about Vision, you'll hear all kind of accolades about Vision's 15-second average hold time for tech support and the 3-year warranty on both parts and labor on all Vision computers made, laptops and desktops. You'll also hear Vision Computers owners boast about how little you have to do to get your computer up and running once you've purchased it, because unlike those who buy from other companies, you won't be saddled with endless Windows updates to install and junk software that the manufacturers took upon itself to load into your computer. At Vision Computers, you take your computer out of the box and it works. They've been in business for 25 years and they know what you want. Just check out the great reviews on Google. Here's another benefit. When you buy from Vision Computers, they'll monitor your computer and resolve potential problems automatically free for the first year. Call 877-9-VISION. That's 877-9-V-I-S-I-O-N. Or online at visioncomputers.com.
In his weekly address, President Trump says his visit to Jerusalem, he reaffirmed the bond between the United States and Israel.
There I prayed at the Western Wall, visited the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and was awed by the majesty of that sacred land and the perseverance of the Jewish people. I also traveled to Bethlehem, another ancient city of wonder, where I met with Palestinian leader President Abbas. Both President Abbas and Prime Minister Netanyahu assured me they are ready to reach for peace.
Democratic Congressman Eric Solwell says the president's proposed education budget would make it challenging for some families to afford a college education.
The Trump budget ends loan forgiveness for teachers, social workers, police officers, firefighters, nurses, and others serving our communities often in low-paying jobs. This budget freezes Pell Grants.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A cannon that rested in waters off Rhode Island's shore for two centuries has been raised. Here's Bob Agnew with details.
U.S. Navy archaeologists are hoping to confirm now that the ship that sank at the site was a schooner commanded by a War of 1812 hero. The USS Revenge became ensnared in a reef off of Watch Hill in Westerly in 1811. Oliver Hazard Perry ordered his men to jettison guns, masts, and the anchor, but lightning the vessel did not free it, so it went down. The treacherous reefs, rocks, and poor visibility kept the cannon and other artifacts hidden there until 2005. Navy divers recovered the cannon May 24th. Bob Agnew reporting.
It was on this date, June 3rd, 1916, that President Woodrow Wilson signed the National Defense Act, which, among other things, created the Army Reserve Officers Training Corps. And in 1937, Edward, the Duke of Windsor, who had abdicated the British throne, married Wallace Simpson in a private ceremony in France. News and analysis, townhall.com.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro, Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Hope you enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend, and more specifically, I know. I don't say I hope, because I know that our fellow alphas, lieutenants in the Alpha Army, you properly observed Memorial Day. You gave it the proper respect. I thought President Trump was outstanding in his remarks at Arlington National Cemetery. Further, his impromptu visit to the section dedicated towards the fallen brave in Afghanistan and Iraq, speaking with families, having one-on-one interaction. Don't remember Barack Obama doing that. But President Trump and Vice President Pence, outstanding, human, genuine, very proud of what they had to say and their actions as we celebrate, correction, we observe Memorial Day weekend appropriately. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio. Always pleasure, long live the Alpha, make America great again. Hang Kathy Griffin. Bye.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Broadcasting live from Tiger Field, it's game two of a three-game series here between the hometown Reading Colt 45s and the visiting Seattle Studs. Hi there, everybody. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, bringing you game five of 43 on the season. We'll have every game for you right here on KCNR 1460 and streaming live for those out of our broadcast area on KCNR1460.com. 45s with a tough loss last night, 11-3 in the opener. Just moments away from first pitch here. We'll get you starting lineups in a few moments as the manager's exchanging lineups at home plate. Just moments away from the anthem, tonight's pregame brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay's summer show is mythic creatures, dragons, unicorns, and mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Our thanks to all of our friends down at Turtle Bay near the iconic Sundial Bridge, a Reading institution. It's back since when I was a kid, we used to go to Turtle Bay. So bring the kids all down. Great exhibits all year long. Our thanks to them for their support of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. As I mentioned, lineup's just a moment away here. 11-3 loss last night. 45 trying to get back in the win column. It's going to be Micah Gunter getting his second start of the season. He started last Saturday night as well. He'll be on the mound tonight for Greg Catteray's Colt 45. Starting lineups after the break here, and first pitch just moments away. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st through June 18th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in our newly updated Tranquil Enclosed Butterfly House. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will eclose in the butterfly house. And you can witness the magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The Butterfly House is open daily starting Saturday, May 6th. Wings of Summer Butterflies is presented by the McConnell Foundation. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Reading Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube.
ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation, and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Summer is here, and you need your car running right. At NAPA, they carry everything a shade tree mechanic could want, from tools to timing belts. Change your own oil? NAPA has the filters, oil, and tools to make your job easier. Call any of their 7 stores to order parts or ask any questions you have. You can also order online at readingnapa.com. NAPA know-how, 2304 Churn Creek Road. Call them at 222-5565.
The Cascade Theater is launching a brand new season of shows June 1st, featuring Olivia Newton-John, Pink Martini, and performances from award-winning country, rock, and comedy stars. Members can start buying tickets June 1st. Everyone else, June 13th. Become a member of the Cascade Theater today for early access to the best seats, ticket exchange privileges, opportunities to meet the stars in person, and more. Get the rewards of a Cascade Theater membership. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Time for a wardrobe update? Check in with the ladies of Dandelion. They can help you with all of your fashion needs, from designer jewelry to the latest jeans. They have you covered head to toe. Stop in for a personal touch with fabulous stylists who greet you at the door. Dandelion Boutique in the heart of downtown Reading, 1322 Pine Street, or give them a call, 247-1292. That's Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Great job.
Just about ready for the first pitch here. It's game two of the Seattle Studs against your hometown Reading Colt 45. Studs got the win last night in the opener of this series. 45s look to get back in the win column here. 2-2 on the season after taking 2 of 3 in the opening series last week. And this is game number 5 of 43 on the season here for you. We'll have every pitch for you right here on KCNR 1460. Let's get your starting lineups here on the mound tonight. It's going to be Micah Gunter, the right-hander. Started last Saturday night, ended up taking the loss in that game. But he will be on the mound for the 45s here this evening. Defense looks like this, left to right. Jackson Murphy will be in left field after starting in right the first four games. Mitch Bavaca will be in center for the second night in a row. Josh Timms gets his first start after getting a pinch hit in his first at-bat last night. He will be in right field. Left side of the infield is going to be Alstrom at third and Leiden at short. Alstrom second base last night. Angley will be at second and Fabing at first. Angley was your shortstop last night, so Leiden back in the lineup here tonight. And Ben Kerner will be getting his first start down in the squat for Micah Gunner. He will be the catcher this evening against the Seattle Studs. Lineup looks like this for the Studs. Second night in a row, Landon Riker is going to lead off and play center field. Kyle Bowe will bat second and play third base, and Lauren Archibald will DH and bat third. Today's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Thanks to all of our friends at the McConnell Foundation for their support of Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR 1460. Just about ready for the first pitch here. Riker steps in. Riker 2-for-6 last night. Scored twice, drove in a couple runs as well in the Seattle victory. Also stole a base. First pitch from Gunter in there for a strike. Fastball at the knees, quick 0-1. First pitch tonight, 7-19. The 0-1 pitch is grounded up the middle, hit slowly, and Leiden's going to have to hurry. He throws, and they got him. 6-3 on the putout. Nice play there by Marcus Leiden. And Riker is retired to open the inning. That'll bring up Kyle Bowe. Bowe 1-for-5 last night. Drew a walk. Scored twice. Nobody on and one out. First pitch is down low. Kerner. The catcher digs it out, 1-0 from Gunter. Ben Kerner getting his first start at catcher, frames the strike there, 1-1. Fastball at the knees to Bowe. Kerner out of Concordia, native of Seattle, Washington. The DH last night in his first start. This will be his first time behind the plate for the 45s this season. Fastball just a bit low. Below the knees there, 2-1 now. Great day for baseball. Great crowd here for a 7:15 start. Every seat in the shade, come down and join us. We're in the top of the first. 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike, and that evens the count 2-2. A week ago tonight, Gunter went four innings, gave up three runs, and was taken out due to pitch count concerns. Very high chopper to third. Charging is Alstrom, hard throw, and they are not going to get him. That's going to be an infield hit for Bowe on a high chopper to third. No chance for Alstrom. Had to wait for the big hop to come down. More than enough time to beat it out for the Seattle Studs third baseman. So the first baseman of the ballgame with one down. That'll bring up Lauren Archibald. He's the DH tonight. 0-for-5 last night, did have a walk and an RBI, had an RBI on a fielder's choice. Played first base last night in the DH spot here tonight, takes a fastball at the knees, 0-1. Shadows creeping across the infield here, advantage for the pitcher as the ball goes from light to shadow on its way to the plate. For the first two or three innings here, you will have a slight advantage for the pitcher. Gunter fires. There's a chopper to second. This could be 2-4-6. Leiden. They did not get him. Bang, bang, play at first. It'll be a 4-6 fielder's choice. Bowe is erased. And just a whisker shy of turning a double play to get out of the inning. That's going to bring up Tosh Semlicher. Runner on first with two down for Semlicher. And he was a one-man wrecking crew last night. 4-for-5. Two RBI, scored twice, also drew a walk. So on base five times in six plate appearances. in the Studs' victory last night. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat from Gunter. Looked like a slide step there, and the ball is down low with a fastball, 1-0. Semlicker out of Willamette University, native of Portland, Oregon, and he chops one down to third. Nice pick there by Ahlstrom. Took it on the short hop, made it look easy. 5-3 on the putout and put an exclamation point next to that one. That'll end the inning. One man stranded. We head to the bottom of the first of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the first here from Tiger Field, a scoreless tie. 45's getting ready to take their first at-bats of the evening. Your hometown lineup looks like this. Marcus Leiden will lead off and play shortstop. Thomas Ahlstrom at third base tonight, batting second. Josh Timms getting his first start of the season. He will play right field and bat third. Wilson Kessel is your DH tonight. He will hit cleanup. Jackson Murphy in left field will bat fifth. Ben Kerner in the squat tonight. He will bat sixth. Connor Fabing, your first baseman, in the seven hole. Mitch Bivaca will play center and hit eighth. And Reading native Taylor Angley will hit ninth and play second base. First pitch of the at-bat here to Leiden is inside for a ball. 1-0 pitcher tonight for the visiting Seattle Studs. It's right-hander Xander Klaus. A fastball on the outside corner, 1-1 now. Klaus just finished up his junior year, headed to Liberty University. Native of Kenmore, Washington, a 6'2 right-hander. Fastball at the knees, it's 1-2 now on Leiden. Leiden had the night off last night. Watches the slider up in his eyes, easy take there, 2-2. But he's been a spark plug and a terror on the base paths. In the first few games of the season here, that one is outside now. Full count on the opening batter of the game here. It'll be Leiden, Ahlstrom, and Timms in that order. Ahlstrom got his first start last night at second base. He's at the hot corner here tonight and already with a couple nice plays in the top of the first. Swing and a miss by Leiden on a changeup down in the dirt. And that'll be the first out of the inning. So Leiden down on strikes. That'll bring up Thomas Ahlstrom. Ahlstrom, a Eugene, Oregon native. Nobody on, one out here. That pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-0. Ahlstrom last night, 1-for-4 with a double. That came in his first at bat. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike at the knees, 1-1. Beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field. Come down and join us just in the first inning. Only $5 a ticket. Best $5 you'll spend all summer long. There's a line drive foul down the third base line. Ahlstrom squared it up, but could not keep it fair on a breaking ball. Down is 1-2 now. As I mentioned, just $5 a ticket. Just $3 for our fans 62 and over. And for our younger fans, Coming up the 11th, 12th, and 13th of June, Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. This is a grounder to first base and taking it unassisted, three unassisted on the play, and there's two down. That's Brennan Hancock over there at first. He was the DH last night for the Studs. So here's Josh Timms. Timms pinch hit in the ninth inning last night and had a single, one for one on the campaign. And he watches the fastball. Just missed there, 1-0. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Called strike there. It's 1-1 now to Timms. Swinging a foul back to the screen, straight back. Right on top of that one. It's 1-2. Timms out of Oklahoma Baptist University, hometown of Mansfield, Texas. One of our few Texas players this year. Slider. Pitcher took about three steps off the mound thinking he had a called third strike, and so did about half of his teammates. But it is called a ball nonetheless. Here's another two-strike offering to Timms. And that ball is popped up. Looks like it may be playable in foul territory, heading over his Hancock. And he's going to do the pop-up dance but make the play. And that'll end the inning. 45s go down in order. We head to the top of the second of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here from Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball all summer long, game 5 of 43. 5-6-7 hitters here for the visiting Seattle Studs on a Saturday evening. Perfect for baseball, Gunter. And it's going to be a bunt to the left side, and it's a good one. Coming up and charging is Dahlstrom, and he is not going to have much of a play over there at third. Makes a throw, and it's a close play, closer than it should have been, but a bunt hit for Hancock. Don't really expect your first baseman and number five hitter to bunt on the first pitch of the inning, but evidently saw something he liked with the left side of the infield and turns it into a hit. Looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. Runner on first with nobody out. And that's going to bring up Nick Anderson. He was a one-man wrecking crew last night. 3-for-6, 5 RBI, also scored twice. And 4 of those RBI came on one swing, a grand slam in the fourth inning. And another bunt, this one to the left side. Now the pitcher comes off and fields it, only throw over to first. And a successful sacrifice. 1-3 on the sacrifice. And Hancock moves up to second base. Here's Kyle Sutherland, not in the lineup last night. Getting his first start of the series. Left-handed batter number 7 is your starting catcher tonight for the Studs. He steps in with a runner on second and one down. Early RBI spot here for Seattle. Fastball on the outside corner from Gunter. Good location there. It's 0-1. Gunter gave up just 3 runs last Saturday, but a high pitch count chased him after 4 innings. The 0-1 is a bit high with the fastball, 1-1. A reminder, game 3 of this series will be tomorrow at 2 p.m., a matinee start for us on the getaway game on Sunday. Gunter checks the runner, now he gets the sign from Kerner. Comes set, here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, he goes right through a fastball. And it's a quick 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes here on Sutherland. Cam McGrath, the second baseman, came in as a pinch hitter last night. He's on deck. Just a bit low with the fastball on 1-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community. The mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. Been part of Northern California for a long, long time. And proud sponsors your Colt 45s here on KCNR. 2-2 now from Gunter. That ball is flied out to left center. Looks like it may be trouble. Coming in now is Jackson Murphy, and he makes the play on the run and fires it back into second. Nice play there. He had to cover a lot of ground. He was playing the line there, and it's toward the left center part of left field, and it ends up being a fly out to number 7. So here's McGrath, pinch hit in the 8th inning last night, ended up getting 2 at-bats, struck out and flew out 0-for-2. Runner on second now, 2 down, and Gunter trying to strand that runner and keep this game scoreless. First pitch is a fastball in the inside corner, good location there. He's had good fastball command here early to both sides of the plate against righties and lefties. 0-1 here to McGrath, right-handed hitting second baseman number 19. That ball is chopped high out to second base. Big hop there for Angley, and the Reading native throws it on 4-3 for the putout. So leadoff bunt hit gets stranded on base. We head to the bottom of the second. It's 0-0. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here from Tiger Field. Still scoreless. It's going to be the 4-5-6 hitters for your hometown 45s. Facing right-hander Xander Klaus. Wilson Kessel watches the ball. 1-0 here. It's going to be Kessel, Murphy, and Kerner. That one misses as well. Quick 2-0 now. Kessel, the DH tonight, did the catching duties last night. He's a Simpson University Redhawk. Just finished his freshman year at Simpson. Watches one down in the dirt, and a quick 3-0 here on the 45's cleanup hitter. Kessel not in the lineup last night. And he watches a strike there on 3-0. Three balls, one strike. In last Sunday's game, he started at catcher, went 1-for-3, had an RBI and a walk. Here's the 3-1 offering, and he watches a strike there. 3-2 now. Fastball on the inside half there. And we go to a payoff pitch here. Foul back to the screen down the right side. Kessel stays alive. Good battle here early. Kessel, left fielder Jackson Murphy, and catcher Ben Kerner due up this half inning. Here's another full count offering. A changeup, and he swings and misses. And Kessel is down on strike. There's one down. That'll bring up Murphy. Murphy 1-for-2 with a walk last night. Pardon me, 1-for-2 with two walks. Only two official at-bats in four plate appearances. But he was on base three out of those four times. Steps in here with one out and nobody on. A hard hit ground ball to the right side. That's going to get through. A seeing eye single through the right side as Murphy takes it, what the pitcher gives him, and a fastball in the outside corner. Grounded right through the hole. One out, single. First hit of the game for the 45s. And here's Ben Kerner. One of several players we have out of Concordia University this year. Doing the catching duties tonight. Quick throw over to check Murphy at first base, and he's back. Third baseman shading in ever so slightly for the possibility of the bunt with one down here. Now he charges out even with the bag. First pitch of the bat is very high up in his eyes with the fastball, 1-0. Connor Fabing, your first baseman on deck, he would hit next. He was in the leadoff spot last night. A 1-0 is another fastball very high, and two easy takes here for Kerner. Some early command issues here as he's gone to a 2-0 count on two of the first three hitters he's faced. Guys would like nothing more than to get out to an early lead here. That ball is popped out of play straight back towards the booth. And that's going to bounce on one hop right back to our PA announcer. Got to bring your glove, fans. You never know when you're going to be part of the game. All kinds of chances for souvenirs here at the 45s game. Two balls and a strike now. Big hole on the right side with the runner being held on. And Kerner serves a little flare out to center, and it's going to drop. Murphy's going to head to third. Here comes the throw. It's going to be close, and he is out. Coming up with a strong throw from center field was Landon Riker. Tried to make a diving catch. Did well to keep it in front of him. And Murphy cut down at third for the second out of the inning. And that'll probably be a single for Kerner, though he is at second base following the outfield assist. So that'll bring up Fabing now with a runner in scoring position, but two down. As the 45s caught a break there as that ball dropped, but ran themselves into an out, unfortunately. Klaus in the stretch, taking a long look in. Now he comes ready and steps off. And we're going to have a conversation at the mound here. Fabing last night, 0-for-4, did reach on an error twice and scored once. Also had a stolen base. That ball is hit out to left field and deep. That's Gall carrying, and it's going to go off the wall and a bounce. Fabing puts one out over the left fielder's head. Didn't look like a double off the bat, But that ball just kept carrying. He backspinned it right over his head. And they open the scoring here as Kerner comes around to score on the double by Fabing. 1-0 Reading here on an RBI double by Connor Fabing of CSU Monterey Bay. That'll bring up Bivaca. Bivaca 1-for-4, 2 RBI last night in his first start in center field. Swing and a miss. Changeup got him out in front. 0-1. It'll be Bivaca and then Taylor Angley, the second baseman, should the inning continue. RJ one run home here and another runner in scoring position in the person of Connor Fabing. 0-1 to Bivaca. Swing and a miss. He got him out in front that time as well. Two straight off-speed pitches. And Bivaca in a quick 0-2 hole here. No balls, two strikes. Klaus gets the sign. Now he's ready. That ball is in the dirt, and it's going to get by the catcher. He looked like he tried to add a little extra to that one and then threw it into the left-handed hitter's batter's box. And an easy 90 feet for Fabing as he moves up to third. One ball, two strikes here on the right-handed hitting Mitch Bivaca. Another one of our Concordia University guys. Along with Isaiah Terry, who's got the night off tonight. And a swing, and that one is down in the dirt, and they got him to chase it, and they're going to have to throw him out at first. 2-3 on the putout, but that'll end the inning. Runner stranded on third, but one run home on an RBI double by Connor Fabing. It's 1-0 Reading, headed to the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
1-0 Reading as we head to the top of the third. Micah Gunter getting ready to start his third inning of work. It's going to be the 9-1-2 hitters for your visiting Seattle studs. Matt Becker, the left fielder, will be followed by Landon Riker and Kyle Bowe. Two hits through the first two innings for the studs, but both have been stranded by Simpson University Redhawk right-hander Micah Gunter in his second start of the season here. Left-handed hitting Becker, the left fielder, hits the first pitch out to left, and it's a one-pitch, one-out situation as Jackson Murphy makes the play, scored a fly out to number 7. Can't draw it up any better than that. So here's Riker. He grounded out to short his first time. As we've been impressed by Marcus Leiden out at shortstop from Seattle University. First pitch from Gunter is a called strike, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission Helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Our thanks to all of our friends at the McConnell Foundation for their proud support of Colt 45's baseball. 0-1 fastball is below the knees, 1-1 now. Just the top of the third, come down and join us. A perfect night for baseball, every seat in the shade here. Game 5 of 43 on the season. We'll have every pitch right here for you on KCNR 1460. Ground ball out to shortstop. Lyon comes in, takes it on the big hop. Routine play makes it look easy. 6-3 on the putout, and there's a quick two down for Gunter. That'll bring up Kyle Bowe. Infield hit his first time on a high chopper. Gunter's induced a number of ground balls here already. Five of his first seven outs have been via the ground ball. Called strike there at the knees, and there's a good indication why. He's been right at the bottom of the strike zone here all night. Getting ahead of hitters. He's had a lot of 0-1, 0-2 counts. Kyle Bowe looks at the 0-1, and it's down below the knees. One ball, one strike. A great day for baseball all around the major leagues today. A number of great games. Here's the 1-1. Beautiful change up there from Gunter. Had him way out in front. Looked like he was swinging a sword. 1-2. There really is no pitch like a well-executed changeup. If thrown well, you can throw it right down the middle, and it doesn't even matter. Here's a 1-2. Fastball just missed inside, perhaps a bit high. Would have been a pitcher's strike, but nonetheless, it's two balls and two strikes. Nobody on here with two out in the top of the third. Micah Gunter cruising right along against the Seattle Studs. The 2-2. And he hit him. Looked like a slider there that didn't slide. As that one started inside and stayed inside, and Kyle Bowe will be on base for the second time, this time via the hit-by-pitch. First free pass of either kind. No walks thus far for Gunter, but that's his first hit batsman. That'll bring up Lauren Archibald. Grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. Nearly a double play, but he's able to beat it out in the top of the first. Left-handed hitter. The big hole to shoot at on the right side. Gunter delivers, and it's a line drive up the middle, and that's going to be a single. Bavaca gets it in quickly, and both runners will hold. Bowe up to second. Archibald has his first hit of the game. And a solid single up the middle. And that'll bring up Semlicker. Semlicker grounded out to third his first time, 0-for-1. 4-for-5 last night, including a walk. Drove in two runs, also scored twice. So a big at-bat here for Gunter early in the game with two down and two on in the top of the third. First pitch of the at-bat swung on and fouled straight back. Good fastball in under the hands there on Semlicker. The right fielder and cleanup hitter for the Studs here. Facing an 0-1 count. Gunter gets the sign. Checks the runner. Now he's ready. The 0-1. That ball is flied out to right. Shallow and playable for Timms. And he's going to make the play. And that'll end the inning. Two men left on. 45's lead. 1-0 head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services. 221-5868. Why not get the best? Hey, hey, can I, hey, oh, I come, oh, no.
Cascade Theater is launching a brand new season of shows June 1st, featuring Olivia Newton-John, Pink Martini, and performances from award-winning country, rock, and comedy stars. Members can start buying tickets June 1st. Everyone else, June 13th. Become a member of the Cascade Theater today for early access to the best seats, ticket exchange privileges, opportunities to meet the stars in person, and more. Get the rewards of a Cascade Theater membership. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the third here, Redding leading 1-0. It's going to be your 9-1-2 hitters up for the hometown 45s. Taylor Angley, the Redding native, takes his first at bat. He'll be followed by Lydon and Alstrom. First pitch there from Klaus. It's down low with a breaking ball, 1-0. Angley, former Enterprise Hornet. Lines one out to short. It's deep in the hole, and it's going to bounce off Vanderson, and he is going to be safe. He beat it out. Great job there by Anderson to even make that play close, but it's going to be an infield hit. Angley reaches on a ball deep in the hole at short. That'll bring up Marcus Lydon.
Shortstop number 8, Marcus Lydon.
Lydon 0 for 1, went down on strikes to open the home half of the first. He'll get his first look at Klaus here in the stretch with a runner on first and nobody out. Swing and a miss, and he loses the bat back to the screen. 0-1. Did not get cheated on that swing. But the bat comes out of the hands there, so maybe he's got some gloves on too, so maybe just a bad grip on that one. 0-1. Klaus, the 6-2 right-hander, comes set. Now he quick pitches him and a breaking ball that drops right in the zone. A quick 0-2 here now on Lydon. Tough two-pitch sequence there to start the at-bat. A quick snap throw over to first, and they got him. Angley has been picked off. Score that a caught stealing. And with the count remaining 0-2, now Klaus can go back to the windup. So a couple early base running mistakes for the 45s here as they've given away a couple outs. And here's the 0-2 now. That ball is up and away, 1-2. Thomas Alstrom will hit next. 1-2 is a changeup down in the dirt. He got him swinging. And Lydon goes down on strikes. Two down now for Thomas Alstrom.
Your third baseman, number 14, Thomas Alstrom.
Alstrom 1-for-4 last night in his first start of the season since arriving here in Reading. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. And a ball up high with fastball up around the letters, 1-0. 45 stake to a 1-0 lead here behind Simpson right-hander Micah Gunter. And a ball inside there to Alstrom, 2-0 now. Swing and a miss on a changeup, and he's got a good one going here tonight. He's had a number of swing through already on that changeup. Just diving down below the zone. It's 2-1 now. There's a fastball popped up on the infield, playable in shallow right field for the second baseman. And McGregor is going to pull it in. That'll end the inning. 45s go down in order. We head to the top of the fourth. Still 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. This coming week, we're going to have Enjoy the Store on Monday, telling us what's happening in the North State. Also this week, People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, one of their representatives, to explain PETA. And on Wednesday, Barry Tippin, our newest city manager. Find out what's happening in our town, our country, our state, all here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the fourth here in a 1-0 ball game. Redding stake to a 1-0 lead behind Micah Gunter out of Simpson University, thrown three scoreless here thus far. He's scattered four hits over three innings. Stranded runners in each of the first three. He's going to face the 5-6-7 hitters here. Brendan Hancock, the first baseman, leads off. He led off the second with a bunt single. And watches one outside for a ball, 1-0. Thomas Alstrom at third base, having the same thought I did, and now he's even with the bag at third. Good speed out there for Hancock, and that's a ground ball out to second base. Up with it is Angley, 4-3 on the putout, and there's one out. That'll bring up Nick Anderson. Sacrifice his bunt his first time. You would think a guy who had a home run and five RBI last night wouldn't be asked to bunt his first time up, but that's just what he was asked to do. No official plate appearance thus far. A sacrifice bunt his first time. That one misses inside from Gunter, 1-0. Right-handed hitting Nick Anderson, shortstop, has acquitted himself well defensively as well. Through the first game and a third here. That one misses down low. Quick 2-0 now from Gunter. Kyle Sutherland, the catcher, will hit next. A left-handed hitting catcher. 2-0 misses inside, and now 3-0 on Anderson. And Ben Kerner gives a word of encouragement to his right-hander. Mentioned Wilson Kessel, your DH tonight. One of the catchers, one of four catchers on the roster here. That's a called strike, 3-1 now. Kessel, the DH tonight. Also from Simpson, so not catching his college teammate. We've got Ben Kerner getting his first start. 3-1 pitch is low and inside, and they walked him. A one-out walk to Anderson, and that'll bring up Sutherland. Flew out to left field his first time, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. A Reading institution for a long, long time, the McConnell Foundation. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s right here on KCNR. First pitch out of the stretch here is a called strike on the outside corner to Sutherland. Cam McGrath, second baseman, getting his first start of the series, is on deck. He's over one as well. Quick throw over to first. Runner is back. Shadows have made their way out to the outfield. Only parts of center and right field now still in the sunlight. Desk fast approaching. We'll be under the lights before too long here. The foul ball straight back to the screen. And a quick 0-2 here from Gunter. O-2 pitch here from Gunter. That is a high fly ball down the left field line. Coming in and making a running effort is Murphy. He's not able to bring it in. That ball drops in foul territory. Count remains 0-2. Had a long way to go, did Murphy, to make that play. Off the bat of Kyle Southern. playing him to pull. He was over toward the left center field gap a little bit. Now playing pretty much straight away. Still 0-2. Gunter gets the sign now from Kerner. And delivers. That ball is flat out to center. Playable as Bavaca drifts over to his right and makes the play towards the left center field gap. And that's the second out of the inning. Scored a fly out to number 8 for Sutherland. That'll bring up McGrath. Grounded out to second base his first time. McGrath is your beer batter tonight. Discount beers for the remainder of the top half and the bottom half of the inning. Should he oblige the fans by striking out? Looking or swinging, no preference. We learned our lesson after making Nick Anderson the beer batter last night. Had 5 RBI and a home run. Snap throw down to first there by Kerner, and a good job at first base by Fabing just to keep that one from going into right field. Kerner taps his chest protector as if to say, that one's on me. Thanks for picking me up there. The advantages of having a 6'3 first baseman. Runner goes. Kerner comes up firing, and he is not going to get him. Sliding in there at second with a stolen base is Anderson. So. Pitch is called a ball, so it's 2-0. Runner on second now with two down. Infield playing him to pull. That ball is popped up behind first base. Could be trouble. That's going to drop in behind Fabing. Runner's coming all the way home and going to score from second. A little bloop single off the end of the bat. Sometimes it's not how hard you hit it, it's where you hit it. That's an RBI single. And this game is tied. Anderson comes around to score. That'll bring up Matt Becker. Flew out to left his first time. RBI single for Cam McGrath. And it's 1-1. Tough luck there for Gunter as he got the soft contact, but drops right in behind first base in the right field grass. Two down, runner on first now. Becker, another left-handed hitter. Throw over to first, runner is back. You're listening to Game 2 of a 3-game series. Our final game of this series will be a matinee tomorrow at 2 p.m. Be sure to tune in for first pitch. That ball is flied out to center, shallow center. Coming in now is Bavaca, and he's going to make the play. That'll end the inning. One run for Seattle has tied this game up. It's 1-1. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube.
RedingKia.com.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the fourth here at Tiger Field. The 3-4-5 hitters hard in the lineup of the 45s coming up. It's going to be Josh Timms, followed by Wilson Kessel and Jackson Murphy. Timms popped out his first time 0-for-1. He faces Xander Klaus here and watches a breaking ball drop right in at the belt 0-1. Good pitch there to steal a strike. A run in the top half for Seattle tied the game after the 45s Took a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second. That breaking ball is up high, 1-1 now. That ball is hit high and deep to left field. That ball is back, way back. It is out of here. Josh Timms, welcome to Reading. First home run of the season for the Oklahoma Baptist outfielder. A solo shot into the netting in left field over the Casino Club sign. The fans letting him hear it here. It's 2-1 Reading. So it is third at bat as a Reading Colt 45. Second at bat tonight. In his first start, Josh Timms goes yard. And the 45s get that run right back. It's two to one Reading here. And that got this crowd going. Kessel now watches the strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Second pitch is a bit high, 1-1. Timms, a 6'1", 195-pound junior out of Oklahoma Baptist. Great program out there in Oklahoma. Had a number of players the last couple years from Oklahoma Baptist, and seems like they all can hit. Foul back to the screen there by Kessel. 2 balls and 2 strikes here. The 2-2 now from Klaus is a slider very high. Breaking ball that didn't break. Kessel has to dive out of the way. Count is full now. Jackson Murphy on deck. He will hit next. The payoff pitch. And Kessel does a good job there just to fight that one off. Tough pitch. A 3-2 breaking ball below the knees. And he does well to spoil it. We'll line up and do it again here. Hard hit ball to right field through the right side. Kessel, with a nice piece of hitting there, just goes right with the pitch on the outside half and drives it into right field. Two consecutive hits here to start the bottom of the fourth. Home run, single. And that'll bring up Jackson Murphy. Murphy singled his first time back in the second, 1-for-1. Had the first home run of the season a week ago Friday on opening night. Three home runs thus far on the season, one of the inside the park variety last weekend, and already one over the fence here tonight off the bat of Josh Timms. Quick throw over to first base. Runner is back. Count is 1-0 on Murphy. Murphy, the Chico kid, one of our NorCal locals. Looks at a 1-0, and it's just a bit low, 2-0. Good eye there. Runner on first. Still nobody out here in a 2-0 hitter's count for Murphy. Swing and a miss on a fastball up around the shoulders. 2-1. Get you some scores from around the league earlier today. Boston beat Baltimore 5-2. Houston beat Texas 6-5. Pittsburgh falls to the Mets in New York 4-2. Here's the 2-1 now from Klaus. Swing and a miss, a slider that drops below the knees. He's had a good one going tonight. Murphy swings over the top of it. 2-2. Colorado puts it on the Padres in San Diego, 10-1. Same score for Detroit over the White Sox in Detroit. Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt, and Murphy is down on strikes for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Ben Kerner. So here's Kerner, 1-for-1 so far tonight. That ball is flied out to shallow left, down the left field line. Going to be a tough play. That ball's going to get down. Very similar to the hit that resulted in a run for Seattle in the top half of the inning down the first baseline. Kerner drops one in right behind the third baseman, and nobody can get to that one. Runners on first and second as Kessel moves up 90 feet into scoring position. And with one down, that's going to bring up Connor Fabing. Fabing opened the scoring in the second inning with an RBI double over the head of the left fielder, showing good opposite field power. Got two ducks on the pond here with just one out. Middle infielder shade toward the bag for a double play, and a off-speed pitch way out in front is Fabing. Looking for the heater there. That ball just never got there. 0-1. Runners not being held on. That ball is down low. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out here. One run already home for the 45. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Thanks to our friends at McConnell for making cool 45's baseball possible. Fastball is low and away, 2-1 now. On Fabing. Klaus gets the sign now. Here's the 2-1. It's popped up down the left field line. Another tough play out there toward the line, and this one's going to be caught. That's going to hang up for the left fielder, and he will make the play. Coming over was Matt Becker. Scored a fly out to number 7, and Fabing is the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Bivaca.
Your center fielder, number 29, Mitch Bivaca.
Bivaca, 0-for-1, went down on strikes his first time. First pitch down in the dirt with a breaking ball, 1-0. He's had good success with that slider here tonight. Slider changeup combo off of that fastball. Trying to limit the damage here in the bottom of the fourth. 45's trying to put up a crooked number. Bivaca with a big cut there on 1-0, and he misses. One ball, one strike. Bivaca, hometown of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. One of our several Concordia Cavaliers this year. Swing and a miss on a slider down below the zone. And he has really got that pitch working here tonight. 1-2. Bivaca, the sixth man to bat here in the inning. One ball, two strikes. Klaus kicks and fires. Carl, third strike. He froze him on the outside corner. And that'll end the inning. But one run on a solo shot off the bat of Josh Timms, and the 45s have retaken the lead 2-1. We head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. With new behaviors, new information, and some new animals, this year's show will thrill, captivate, and inspire you. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Reading Bank of Commerce. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay, starting Saturday, May 27th. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Isn't it wonderful?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here, Colt 45 is leading 2-1 over the visiting Seattle Studs. Micah Gunter, the Simpson University right-hander, has thrown four innings of one-run ball. He starts his fifth inning of work here. It's going to be the top of the lineup for the Studs. Riker, Bo, and Archibald. Riker 0 for 2. He's grounded out twice to shortstop Marcus Lydon. .45's got a run in the bottom of the fourth on a solo home run by Josh Timms, his first home run of the season for the 45s out of Oklahoma Baptist University. So here's Riker, the center fielder. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Gets you some other scores from around the league here. Dodgers in dramatic fashion over the Brewers, 10-8. 5 runs in the ninth inning for the Dodgers to get the win. Giants fell to the Phillies 5-3. That one misses 2-0 now from Gunter. A's over the Nationals 10-4. Cubs over the Cardinals 5-3. And the first no-hitter of the season. That ball is down low 3-0 now from Gunter. Edison Volquez, who had not gotten out of the sixth inning in any of his starts this year, throws a no-hitter for the Miami Marlins. First no-hitter of the season. Sixth no-hitter in Marlins franchise history. Called strike there, and it's 3-1. Taking all the way there was Riker. That ball is hit high and deep to left center. That ball's got some carry on it. Bavaca giving chase, and it's going to be out of here. Right over the Jack's Grill sign near the 358 marker out there. A solo shot for Landon Riker, and this game is tied. So leadoff home runs in consecutive half innings. Josh Timms for the 45s in the bottom half of the fourth. Landon Riker here in the top of the fifth. And what has been a back-and-forth ball game here. Third tie of the game. So here's Kyle Bo. He's singled and been hit by a pitch. He pops up the very first pitch on the infield. Lydon, the shortstop, calling for it. Now Angley, the second baseman's going to take it. Score to pop out to number four, and there's one out here in the top of the fifth. That'll bring up Lauren Archibald, the DH. Singled and hit into a fielder's choice, 1-for-2. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. And McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Our thanks to all of our friends at the McConnell Foundation for sponsoring Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR. Under the lights here now in the fifth. First pitch of the at-bat to Archibald is a called strike on the outside corner with a fastball, 0-1. Gunter recovered from that solo home run and got a one-pitch pop-up. The 0-1 pitch is lined out into center. Looks like it's playable for Bavaca on the run. He's going to make a running catch in the gap. Impressive range there showed by Mitch Bavaca, as that was a sinking line drive into the gap, and he made it look easy. Scored a fly out to number 8. And there's two out. Here's Josh Semlicker. Pardon me, Tosh Semlicker. Can't mean my own writing here. They've kept him in check here tonight. He's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a pop out. After a great night last night. Two outs, nobody on here. Slider steals a strike, 0-1. Good pitch there from Gunter. He has been sharp here, just that one mistake earlier this inning. The one run in the fourth came off of a bloop single. Not a lot of hard contact, save that one big fly just moments ago. Count is 0-2 as Semlicker fouls one back to the screen. He's upset with himself. Looked like he might have had a good pitch to hit there, as that one was probably broke off more of the plate than Gunner would have liked. Nonetheless, it's 0-2. Home plate umpire takes a walk out to the mound, as that one might have caught Kerner, the catcher, a little bit. The Brotherhood of the Mask. Solidarity there amongst the men in the squad all night. They call them the tools of ignorance, but if that's the case, why are all the best managers in the league former catchers? Pitch up around his eyes, 1-2 now. Change sight lines perhaps over the fastball, maybe setting them up for a breaking ball. A couple pitches to play with here, 1-2. Gunter gets the sign from Kerner, he kicks and fires. And just a bit low. He gets a piece of it and fouls it off to stay alive. Quality pitcher's pitch there on 1-2. Semlicher did well to spoil it. We're locked up in a good one here. 2-2 in the top of the fifth. That ball is popped straight up the elevator shaft. Playable in foul territory now for the first baseman, Fabing, and he's going to make the play right near the line. That'll end the inning. But a leadoff home run ties the ball game. We head to the bottom of the fifth, tied 2-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Julie, and we own Guild Beauty Bar, located in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
We specialize in creatively shaping eyebrows that uniquely fit every one of our clients.
And we also offer all facial and body waxing services, makeup by my partner, Brittany Bear.
Extreme eyelash extensions by my partner, Julie. PCA peels, and our newest addition, microblading.
We welcome all men, women, and teenagers to come in and enjoy a personalized service.
We will always accommodate you accordingly. And our biggest attribution to our small business is to make sure every client walks out feeling loved.
So please, book now at Guild. BeautyBar.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, June 16th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles live in the event center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They left the images of the songs they perform no frills. Speak for themselves. This is good, simple music. So take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane. Pass the witchy woman looking into her lying eyes. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets $12.50 each or a table of $10, $100. Don't miss the chance to see Life in the Fast Lane, the songs of the Eagles. The ultimate Eagles tribute band experience turns Wind River Resort and Casino into Hotel California. Friday, June 16th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
2-2 tie here in the bottom of the fifth, and coming up and leading off with a single on the first pitch is Taylor Angley, and the Reading native now is 2-for-2 on the night. He led off the third with a single and leads off the fifth, doing the same line drive to center field off of Xander Klaus. And that's going to bring up Marcus Leiden, 0-for-2 thus far. Get his third shot at Klaus here. The runner on first base now. He fouls one straight back into the parking lot over towards my car. Angley, Leiden, and Ahlstrom, your 9-1-2 hitters, due up here in the home half. 2-2 tie. We're locked up in a good one. Pitcher's duel here. And he shows bunt and a snap throw down to first, and back is Angley. Pitch was called a ball. It's 1-1 now. Under the lights here at Tiger Field. No outs and a runner on first after a leadoff single. Another snap throw. Close play over there, but Angley is back. Angley singled in third and was picked off first, so... He shows bunt again, and it's a low throw. They again throw a snap throw down to first. Paying a lot of attention to the 45-second baseman over there. In a tie ball game. Two balls, one strike now as Leiden pulled the bat back on another ball. Two runs, four hits, one error for Seattle. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for the 45s. They mustered just five hits last night in the 11-3 loss already with seven here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1 pitch. Runner goes. Leiden takes. Here's the throw down to second, and they did not get him. Very close play. A bang-bang play. The throw was a little bit high, and maybe that was enough for him to get underneath it. Stolen base for Angley, and they've got a runner in scoring position now, still with nobody out. Pitch was called a ball low and in. It's three balls and one strike. Hitters count here for Leiden. But with first base now open, let's see if they give him anything to hit. Ahlstrom on deck, awaiting his opportunity. 3-1, and a big hack there by Leiden. Did not get cheated there, but he swings and misses. Sounded like a foul tip into the glove. It's 3-2 now. And Klaus is going to step off. Bottom of the fifth here at Tiger Field. Game two of a three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow here at 2 p.m. for the matinee for the getaway game. Full count offering now to Leiden, and he fouls it off down the right field line. It's going to be out of play near the visitor's bullpen. We'll line up and do it again here. Good at bat here by Leiden as he's worked the count full and fought off a couple tough pitches. Swing and a miss. He got him. And Leiden goes down on strikes. That'll bring up Ahlstrom. Ahlstrom 0 for 2. He's grounded out and popped out. Eugene, Oregon native Thomas Ahlstrom playing third base tonight. One out, runner on second. He hits a chopper to the left side. It's going to be a tough play. Pitcher comes off the mound. He's not able to field it cleanly. And no throw. That ball ended up in no man's land between the third baseman and the pitcher. The pitcher had to go to his right to get it. And before he could spin and make a throw, the ball slipped out of his hand. It's going to be an infield hit for Ahlstrom. Angley had to stay put at second base, so he does not advance. Runners on first at second now, still with only one out, and that'll bring up Josh Timms. Timms led off the fourth inning with a solo home run over the wall and left. First and second with one out now for the Oklahoma Baptist outfielder, and he watches a breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Good pitch from Klaus. Oh, and one to Timms. That ball is hit high to center field, but playable. Tagging at second is Angley, and he's going to bluff to third. He will not go, so fly out to number eight for Timms, and he is retired. 1 for 3 on the evening now. That'll bring up Wilson Kessel.
Number 6, Wilson Kessel.
Kessel had a loud right single to right field his last time up. Shot it right past the first baseman. He's 1 for 2 on the evening. Fastball outside, easy take, 1-0. RBI opportunity here for Kessel. Runners on first and second, two down now. Should he reach Murphy, would hit next. One oh pitch here from Klaus. Ball is fouled out of play down the right field line. Hit hard but foul by Kessel. It's 1-1. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Tonight's game, proudly sponsored by our friends at the McConnell Foundation. 2-1 after the slider doesn't quite make it back down into the strike zone. Kessel with a 2-1 count now. Hard hit ball to center. It's going to be right in front of the center fielder. Here comes the throw home. We're going to have a play at the plate, and he's saved. Kessel with a rocket to center field, his second hit in as many innings. And his first RBI of the night, 45s retake the lead 3-2.
Your left fielder, number 20, Jackson Murphy.
Ahlstrom moves up to second. Angley scores on the play. The former Enterprise Hornet scores the third run of the game for the 45s, who've scored in three of their last four innings. And Murphy steps in here with runners on first and second and two down. Big RBI spot here for the Chico native. They'd love to put up a crooked number here in the fifth. Slider in there for a strike as Klaus steals the strike. He's had good command of that breaking ball here tonight. The times he's gotten burned, it's been with the fastball. 0-1 count here to Jackson Murphy. Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt, and it's quick 0-2. He's been unable to hold up on that ball down in the dirt. Had a couple swing throughs in his earlier at bats. Crowd exhorting him for an RBI here. Bringing that insurance run, standing at second. The 0-2. Ooh, just a bit low, perhaps outside. Tried to freeze him with the paralysis fastball, but misses its 1-2 now. We've got a good one going here. 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth in a back-and-forth ball game. That ball is hard hit down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. Runner's going to score from second. Headed over to third is Kessel. Left fielder's going to dig it out. They're going to bring him home. Kessel charging the play. Here comes the throw, and they got him. Kessel came around third and did not, lost his footing a little bit, and he is cut down at the plate. But Murphy with an RBI double drives home. Ahlstrom, two runs home. 45s take the lead 4-2, and we head to the top half of the sixth. Whoa, a lot happened there in a very short amount of time. 4-2 Reading, you're listening to the Colt 45's Baseball right here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's Baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
I want to rock! Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Consider replacing incandescent light bulbs in your home with energy-efficient LED light bulbs. LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy, generate no heat, last up to 25 times longer than incandescent bulbs, and offer comparable or better light quality than other types of lighting. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the sixth here at Tiger Field. Micah Gunter, the right-hander for the 45s, takes a 4-2 lead into the top half of the sixth. Two runs in the bottom of the fifth, courtesy of an RBI single by Wilson Kessel and an RBI double by Jackson Murphy, have the 45s back out in front for the third time tonight. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Leading off here for the visiting Seattle Studs is going to be your 5-6-7 hitters, Hancock, Anderson, and Sutherland. Hancock showed bunt on the first pitch, pulled it back, and it was a called strike, 0-1. Second pitch is down in the dirt from Gunter, one ball, one strike. Hancock had a bunt single in the second, grounded out to second base in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Gunter ready with the 1-1 now. That ball is fought off into shallow left. That's going to drop in front of Murphy. As he got jammed on that one, looked like he hit it off the label. But it's a little bloop single into left and a leadoff single for Hancock, his second hit of the night. Hasn't hit the ball hard yet. Here's Nick Anderson. Sacrifice bunt and a hit by pitch. The hit by pitch in the fourth inning resulted in a stolen base. He later came around to score. The runner on first, nobody out. We'll see if he gets the sacrifice sign again in a two-run ballgame here. Two runs on five hits for Seattle. Four runs on 10 hits for the 45s through five innings here. 45s managed just five hits last night in the loss, so I've already pounded out twice as many here through five innings. First pitch of the at-bat here to Anderson. Runner goes. Throw down to second, and he is going to get in there with a stolen base. Throw was to the shortstop side of the bag. So Hancock steals second. Runner on second with nobody out now and an 0-1 count. Good speed out there at second. Tying run at the plate in the person of Nick Anderson. Fastball up and in. One ball, one strike. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Part of the Redding community for a long, long time. That's the McConnell Foundation doing good things here in Northern California. One ball, one strike. Gunter checks the runner at second. Now he's ready. 1-1 is chopped out to third. Charging in is Ahlstrom. Runner's going to advance to third. 5-3 on the putout. Strong throw by Ahlstrom. Anderson is retired. Moving over to third is Hancock. There's one down. That'll bring up Sutherland. He's flown out twice, once to left and once to center. Forty-fives lead 4-2 here in the top of the sixth. Single runs in the first, or pardon me, in the second and fourth, and two runs in the bottom of the fifth to retake the lead. First pitch is lined into right field. That's a single. Scoring from third is going to be Hancock, and it's 4-3. So Sutherland with an RBI single, his first hit of the night. And with one out, it's a one-run ball game now. That'll bring up Cam McGrath. RBI single his last time. He's 1-2. One out, runner on first. One run home here in this top half of the sixth. That ball is popped into shallow right field. Coming in to make the play is Timms, about 20 feet from the infield dirt. And one pitch, one out, and there's two down now. Scored a fly out to number nine for McGrath. He's 1-3. That'll bring up Matt Becker. He's pulling out twice as well. Left-handed hitting Becker. 1-4 last night. Ahlstrom even with the bag over at third. Now shading back with two down. Gunter checks the runner at first and he's back. Royals over Cleveland 12-5 earlier today. Yankees over the Blue Jays in Toronto 7-0. That's a called strike on the first pitch there. Nice location to Becker on the low outside corner. Only two games still in action. Mariners leading the Rays in Seattle 4-1 in the fifth. Angels over the Twins 3-1 in Anaheim in the fourth. As Albert Pujols still chasing home run number 600. Another check to the runner at first, and he's back. Count still 0-1 here. Gunter ready. Now he fires. That ball is up high. Runner goes to second, and nobody is at second base. A heads-up play there by Kyle Sutherland. I was about to say it was a delayed steal, but he waited till the ball was nearly in the catcher's glove. Nobody at second base, and he scoots right in for what might be labeled defensive indifference. 2-1 with a runner at second now. As that pitch missed, Gunter fires. That's called strike on the inside corner with a fastball. Great location there, and it's 2-2. A strong start here for Gunter. As he scattered six hits over six innings, allowed just three runs. That ball is popped up to the left side in foul territory, playable for Ahlstrom, and he's going to make the play. So one run home, he strands one man in scoring position. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Redding leads 4-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Redding Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We head to the bottom of the sixth now. Redding leading 4-3 in a fun tradition here, the sack race between innings. A lot of fun things between innings for the kids. We had a sack race here, and Colt 45's pitchers Matt Green and Danny Vietti, who stand 6'5 and 6'3 respectively, not strong finishes in the sack race. The kids run in circles around them. Pretty good pitchers, not great sack racers, but a lot of fun had by all here between the middle, or the top and bottom of the sixth inning. 45 stake to a 4-3 lead. It's going to be your 6-7-8 hitters due up this inning. It's going to be Kerner, Fabing, and Bavaca. Kerner's 2-for-2 with two singles. Watches the first one outside for a ball, 1-0. Xander Klaus, starting pitcher for Seattle, starts his sixth inning of work. He's yielded 4 runs on 10 hits, including 2 runs on 4 hits last inning. Big cut there on a 1-0 breaking ball. Likes to throw breaking balls on fastball counts here, 1-0, 2-0. The 45s have swung through a number of those. It's 1-1 now. Slider drops back in there for a strike again. This time he watched it, 1-2. Kerner singled and scored in the second. Was stranded in the fourth. Here's a hard hit ground ball down third baseline. It's going to kick off the third baseman. Long throw, and there's going to be no play there. And they're going to call that an E5. So Kerner will reach for the third time tonight.
Your first baseman, number 16, Connor Davey.
And for the fourth consecutive inning now, the 45s have the leadoff man on base. So good habits here as they get Klaus in the stretch once again, where they've been able to get to him here in 3 different innings through the first 5. Throw over to first to check the runner. Kerner is back. Fabing had an RBI double to open the scoring in the second, flew out in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Watches the fastball outside, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. That's the McConnell Foundation. Another quick snap throw over to first to check Kerner. And he is back. It'll be Fabing and then Bavaca. Fabing puts down a bunt in front of the catcher, and he's going to throw him out. Only play at first base, score it 2-3 on the putout, but a sacrifice moves the runner up 90 feet.
Your center fielder, number 25-29, Mitch Bavaca.
So here's Bavaca, runner in scoring position and one out in a 4-3 ball game. He's 0-for-2 thus far. Called out on strikes his last time in the fourth. But he has played some great defense out there in center, covering a lot of ground. Keeping the 45s on top. That's a chop up the middle. That's going to be a tough play. Coming up on the shortstop, and then it kicks into left field. Unable to come up with it, and Bavaca may be hurt. Oh, Bavaca beat it out and ran through the base on the right side, and he is on the ground. He may be hurt. He is grabbing his leg. That looks like a knee, and that is not a good sign. Mitch Bavaca with an RBI single. Now he's trying to get to his feet, unable to do so. This is not looking good, folks. The Concordia center fielder, with great hustle down the line, manager Greg Catteray is going to go over there and see what he can figure out. Trainer now coming out. Let's take a short 60-second break. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
A tough side here is center fielder Mitch Bavaca after beating out an infield single. Comes up lame after running through first base, being helped off the field now by manager Greg Catteray and the 45's trainer of a pinch runner at first. Looks like Dominic Tating out there. So he will head out to first and pinch run. Certainly hope everything is all right, and maybe he just tweaked it, but it looked like a knee there. No pressure being put on that right knee for Bavaca. Get you more information as that becomes available, but he is done for the evening. On the play, which was a bang-bang play, he had a high chopper up the middle. Both the second baseman and shortstop converged on it to try and make the play, and it skipped off their glove into shallow left field. Scoring all the way from second was Ben Kerner, who had just been bunted down to second by Connor Fabing. So a single and an RBI. Bavaca's night ends on a 1-for-3 with an RBI. Looks like we're going to have a new pitcher here for Seattle in the meantime. So Tating goes out to first. It's 5-3 Redding as they get another run here in the bottom of the sixth. Still only one out. New right-hander here for Seattle. It's going to be number 28, 6'3" right-hander Ian Walsh, a native of Clemens, North Carolina, a long way from home here on the West Coast. Plays at Denison University, 6'3", 215, just graduated from Denison University. 23-year-old, 6'3" right-hander. He's going to come in and face Taylor Angley, who's 2-for-2 with two singles out of the nine hole tonight. Former Enterprise Hornet and Redding native. Singled in the third, singled, stole the base, and scored in the fifth. And he comes up with a runner on first and one out. Going to face the big right-hander in relief of Xander Klaus, who is still responsible for the runner at first. He went 5 1/3, gave up five runs. As of right now, so here's Angley with one out, one run already home here as the 45s have scored in each of the last three innings. A strange looking scoreboard out there. Single runs for Seattle in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. Single runs for Redding in the second, fourth, and sixth with a two spot in the fifth. And looking for more here in the sixth already. That ball is very high. 2-0 now. Good velocity there from Walsh. But it's up around the eyes for Angley. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Snap throw down to first once again. As I'll say this for catcher Kyle Sutherland, he is not shy about flinging it down to first if he thinks he's got a shot to get the runner. So Tating in for Bavaca, the sixth here. Swing and a miss by Angley on the fastball. A little late, 2-2. If you're just joining us, 5-3 Reading here in the bottom of the sixth. Center fielder Mitch Pavaka with an RBI single, but had to be helped off the field with an apparent leg injury after beating out the hit. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a foul back to the screen. Angley stays alive. Count remains 2-2. I want to welcome all those listening on KCNR1460.com, streaming all around the country. If you're not in our broadcast area, you can get every game right here on KCNR1460.com. Fastball low and away, and the count goes full now. Just two games in action right now in the major leagues. Seattle leads Tampa 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth. That game in Seattle. Angels at home against the Twins 7-1. That game in the fifth. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a fastball up around the shoulders. Got Angley to chase, and for the first time tonight, they're able to sit down the 45 second baseman. So here's Lydon. 0 for 3 tonight. Looking to get on base for the first time in four plate appearances. Two outs and a runner on first here. And with the top of the lineup back up, this could be a steal situation for Tating. And, oh, they hit him on the first pitch. A fastball up and in, and Lydon turned and took it on the left shoulder. And he gets on base the hard way. First hit by a pitch for the 45s tonight. There's Thomas Ahlstrom, 1 for 3 with a single. Singled and scored in the fifth. Playing third base tonight. Second base last night. And he's picked it where they put him. With an RBI chance here. Two down, runners on first and second now. It's a hard-throwing right-hander. First pitch misses outside with a slider, 1-0. Sutherland goes out to have a word. Walsh. One ball, no strikes on Ahlstrom here. Here's the 1-0 to Ahlstrom. Fastball outside, 2-0 now. Heart of the lineup to do up next is Josh Timms, the number three hitter. He's 1 for 3 with a home run. They'd love to get him up here with the bases loaded. 2-0 pitch to Ahlstrom. Fastball called strike 2-1 now. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. Our thanks to all of our friends at the McConnell Foundation. Walsh with the 2-1. Just a bit outside. 3-1 now. And a good hitter's count here. He can look for a pitch and a location. And get greedy. Outfielders, center fielder playing him over toward the right center gap. Everyone else pretty much straight away. Ball is up and away, and he walked him. And that's going to load the bases for Josh Timms.
Hey. Your right fielder, number 11, Josh Timms.
Timms popped out his first time. A solo home run in the fourth, flew out to center in the fifth. He's 1 for 3. And they got nowhere left to put him as a two-out walk has loaded the bases now. Hard-throwing right-hander Ian Walsh came in with one out in the inning. Proceeded to get the second out, but has loaded the bases since. A fastball there. And that's just country hardball challenge fastball to Timms, 0-1 on the swing through. Wilson Kessel on deck. He's already 2 for 3 on the evening. The 0-1 from Walsh. Fastball swing and a miss. And there's not a whole lot of strategy here. It's reach back and give him old number one. It's no balls and two strikes now. on Josh Timms. Now Walsh steps off and wants to think about it for a second. Tim steps out, digs back in, and we're ready to go with the 0-2 pitch. And that ball is outside with the fastball, 1-2 now. Five-three Reading here in the bottom of the sixth with the bases loaded and two outs. Looking to break this one open. They've got the right guy at the plate, Josh Timms, with a home run earlier in the game in just his third at bat as a Reading Colt 45. He's down 1-2 here. Swing and a miss. He got him. And that'll end the inning. Colt 45's score one more, sends seven men to the plate, but they leave the bases loaded. It's 5-3 as we head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed. Semper Fi.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the seventh here at Tiger Field. Reading leading 5-3 over your visiting Seattle Studs. The Seattle Cheney Studs, so named for their founder. Seattle got the win last night in the opener 11-3. Reading out front here 5-3. So we head to the top of the seventh. Six strong innings by Micah Gunter. Of three-run ball, he's in line for the win right now. A solid outing for the Simpson University Redhawk. It's going to be the top of the lineup. Riker, Bow, and Archibald. Riker 1-for-3, but that one was the leadoff home run in the fifth. Now having a meeting between the managers and the umpires here, so perhaps some changes to be made. And we're just about ready to go here. Reminder, tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there, make a difference in your community. Fourth time through the lineup here, Gunter starting his seventh inning of work, and he gets a called strike there. Looks none the worse for wear here. Riker 1-for-3. Three runs on six hits. For Seattle, five runs on 11 hits. For the 45s. That one misses 2-1 now. Foul back to the screen there, and the count is now 2-2. a back-and-forth ball game here. We've had several lead changes, several ties. Great defense. A swing and a miss. Ball's down in the dirt. They're going to have to complete the throw down to first base. Kerner to Fabing. A strikeout and 2-3 on the putout. And Riker down on strikes, 1-4 on the evening. That'll bring up Kyle Bowe. Singled, hit by a pitch, and popped out. He's 1-2. One out, nobody on here. Just a bit inside, 1-0. A perfect night for baseball under the lights here at Tiger Field. Called strike, one ball and one strike now. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460. It's been my great pleasure to bring you game two of this series. We'll do it again here tomorrow at 2 p.m. for the getaway game. The ball is fouled out of play, one ball and two strikes now. That's right, just 17 hours from right now, we'll have first pitch of game three of this series. Right here on KCNR. Come out and join us at Tiger Field for a 2 p.m. first pitch. 1-2 pitch is down low. Can't get him to chase. It's 2-2 now. It's been an impressive pitching performance here by Gunter as he's pitched out of trouble, scattered six hits over 6 1/3 thus far. He's staked to a two-run lead here. That ball is fouled out of play. 2-2 now. Just got a piece of that one to stay alive. Defensive replacement in center. Tating came on to pinch run for Bavaca following the injury. Isaiah Terry is now in center on defense. That ball down in the dirt on 2-2, and it's a full count now. On deck, Lauren Archibald, the DH. He's 1-3 with a single. That ball is popped up very high. Fabing over at first base. Hardly has to move, and it makes the play. Scored a pop out to number three. And here's Archibald with two down and nobody on. Just how you want to face the number three hitter in a lineup. Gunter's had one of his easier innings here tonight, at least easiest two-thirds of an inning. Don't want to speak too soon or jinx him. I talked somebody out of a no-hitter last weekend in the fifth inning, so got to watch my P's and Q's here. Called strike on the outside corner, great location with a fastball at the knees. Nothing he could do but watch it 0-1. Archibald steps out. Now he's ready to go. Wasting no time. Gunner ready with the 0-1. That one misses. 1-1 now. Gets the sign from Kerner. Here's the pitch. It's flied out to shallow left. Playable for Jackson coming in, and he's going to make... No, the ball skips underneath his glove, and it's going to be a double. Came in and tried to make a sliding catch on a wounded duck that was dying out there in left field, and it skips past him. Nice play by Terry backing up the play to keep it to a double. Well, that's an off-the-end-of-the-bat double. Looks like he hit it with a newspaper. And on a two-strike count to boot, so Gunter's got to feel a little snake bit on that one. Runner in scoring position now for Semlicker, arguably the best hitter in the lineup. He's been 0-3 thus far. Gunter's kept him under control. A ground out, a fly out, and a pop out. First pitch of the at-bat to Semlicker is in there for a strike, 0-1. He's got first base to play with here. Runner on second, two down. But you never want to put the tying run on base if you can help it. even if it is arguably their best hitter. The 0-1 now, down low, and he got him to chase one around the ankles, 0-2, and Semlicher, not happy with himself after that one, takes a walk, still talking to himself. 0-2 now, Gunter, with a great pitcher's count in full command here. Little chopper out in front of the mound, and they're going to say foul ball. Might have hit off his foot. As he did not run, the umpire immediately comes out and calls it a foul ball, so count remains 0-2. Third baseman Ahlstrom guarding the line. As Semlicher being played to pull by just about everybody on defense. Another 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. And that'll end the inning. They strand the runner at second. Score remains 5-3. Headed to the home half of the seventh inning stretch time. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. And right now, Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
Weir, Billy, and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. With new behaviors, new information, and some new animals, this year's show will thrill, captivate, and inspire you. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Reading Bank of Commerce. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay, starting Saturday, May 27th. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is an wonderful.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
And we're back here in the bottom of the seventh. 45's leading 5-3. Wilson Kessel smokes a ball to second base. A nice diving play out there by McGrath. Taking away a hit. 2-for-4 is Kessel. Scored 4-3 on the putout. Absolutely robbed of a hit on that play. That'll bring up Jackson Murphy. RBI double his last time. He's 2-for-3. Our single and a double. First pitch is very high. 1-0. Reminder, game three of this three-game series tomorrow at 2 p.m. here. That ball down low, 1-1. Come out and join us. Just $5 a ticket, best $5 to spend all summer long. Just $3 for our fans 62 and over. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Hard hit ground ball up the middle, and Murphy's got his third hit of the ball game. took a 2-0 fastball and hit it right back where it came from through the box. So a single, an RBI double, and another single. Murph's 3-for-4. And the 45s have a base runner.
Number
5, Ben. 45s have gone exactly one inning without a base runner, and that was the first inning. They've had somebody on base in at least every frame and scored in all but one other frame. Much better offensive showing here tonight. 5 runs on 12 hits. Runner on first with one out for Kerner. Reached on an error his last time. He's 2-for-3. 2 singles. He's scored twice. Check over to first on Murphy, and he's back. Kerner and then Fabing here in the home half of the seventh. That ball is flied out to right, dropping quickly but playable out there, and that'll be the second out of the inning. Nice running play out there in right field for Seattle. Made by Tosh Semlicher. Fly out to number 9 for Kerner. He's 2-for-4. That'll bring up Connor Fabing. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there, make a difference in your community as well. Thanks to all of our friends at the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. So here's Fabing, RBI double. His first time, had a sacrifice bunt his last time. He's 1-for-2, officially. Also flew out in the fourth. Big hole on the right side for the left-handed hitting Fabing. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And he fouls that one off right near the plate. Quick 0-2 now. On deck is Dominic Tating. He came in for Mitch Bavaca as a pinch runner following the injury in the sixth. O-2 count here on Connor Fabing. Ball is up and away with a fastball, 1-2 now. Forty-five take to a 5-3 lead here. 2 down in the bottom of the seventh. A strong start. 7 innings of 3-run ball by Simpson right-hander Micah Gunter. And Walsh lost his footing out there on the mound after delivering the pitch. Ball was low and in. It's 2-2. Looks none the worse for wear, but his plant foot went out from underneath him. And that's a... not a good feeling for a pitcher out there. He's kind of kicking the mound to get his bearings back on him here. Now he wants to throw a warm-up pitch to make sure he's got a solid place to put the plant foot. And after one warm-up, he feels comfortable. Now it's going to be 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Runner on first for Fabing. Walsh kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. He got the fastball by him, and that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the eighth, 5-3 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned, with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 of an inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car.
When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here at Tiger Field. 45's leading 5-3. Micah Gunter starts his eighth inning of work here. He's going to face the 5-6-7 hitters for Seattle. Hancock, Anderson, and Sutherland in that order. Hancock had a bunt single his first time up, grounded out to second his second, and had a bloop single his third time, so 2-for-3. Called strike there, quick 0-2. So he's 2-for-3 and hasn't hit the ball hard yet. Gunter in a groove here now on the 0-2, fires a fastball up and away. Hancock does not chase. Brennan Hancock out of Everett, Washington. Line drive into left center, and that's going to be a leadoff single. He fights that one off to dump it into the outfield. And the leadoff man is on here for Seattle in the top half of the eighth. That'll bring up Nick Anderson. 0 for 1. He's grounded out, sacrificed, and been hit by a pitch. Stole a base after being hit by a pitch in the fourth, came around to score. Here's a ground ball to the left side. It's going to get through past the third baseman, Ahlstrom, and first two men have singled here. As Anderson has his first hit of the ball game. Runners on first and second now with nobody out. Nobody in the bullpen down there for the 45, so this is Gunter's hitter for the time being. Been remarkably efficient thus far, just 87 pitches through seven innings. Not a lot of three ball counts, not a lot of long at bats. Third baseman Ahlstrom in even with the bag, looking for a possible bunt, and he is going to bunt and put it down, and it's a foul ball. Kerner catches it behind the plate on a bounce. 0-1. I incorrectly mentioned Isaiah Terry had come into the game to play center field. Dominic Tating saving the game as a pinch runner. He is in center field. I was misinformed. Nonetheless, a foul ball on a bunt attempt here, and it's quick 0-2. As Kyle Sutherland has been able to lay one down here. He had an RBI single his last time in the sixth, 1-for-3. Nobody out. Runners on first and second here in the top half of the eighth. That ball is popped up on the infield, shallow left field. Now out at deep short on the outfield grass. And he drops the play, but it's a infield fly rule nonetheless. So nonetheless, it is a pop out. Number six. For those who may not be familiar, infield fly rule prevents just that instance from turning into a double play. Hitter is automatically called out whether the ball is caught or not. Leiden had the ball pop out of his glove, but to no ill effect for the 45s. One down now. That'll bring up McGrath. Runner going to third, and they got him. Oh, no, he's safe. He's called safe, and the fans are in disbelief. The throw beat him. It looked like the tag was down by Ahlstrom, but nonetheless, he is called safe on the steal of third. Very close play at the hot corner. Hancock steals third. Runners at the corners now with one down. For Cam McGrath, 1-for-3 with a single. That ball has popped out of play. Quick 0-2 now on McGrath. A ground out, a single, and a pop out for McGrath. .45s with the infield at normal depth here. They'll trade an out for a run, leading 5-3. The 0-2 from Gunter. That ball is down in the dirt. Nice job there by Kerner to keep it nearby. Keep both runners from advancing. One ball, two strikes now. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Big strikeout there by Gunter. And would you believe it, that's his first strikeout of the game. Hard to believe. He's been inducing soft contact all night. Three runs on eight hits. Scattered over 7 2/3 here, but that's his first strikeout of the night. That'll bring up Matt Becker. He's 0-3. Flown out twice, popped out once. Watches a strike on the outside corner. Gunter continues to pound that zone. Count is 0-1, and he is one hitter away from wiggling out of this jam. A first and third one-out jam in the top of the eighth. There's the 0-1. Ball is down low below the knees. 1-1. That ball is hit into shallow right, and Timms is going to make the play, and that'll end the inning. So Gunter pitches out of trouble here. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 5-3 Redding. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth here at Redding's Tiger Field. Redding Colt 45's leading 5-3 over the visiting Seattle Studs. Game two of a three-game series here. Due up for your 45, it's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters. Dominic Tating will take his first at bat of the game after coming in as a pinch runner in the sixth for Mitch Bavaca, who left with an apparent lower leg injury. We'll wish him the best, get you more information on that as it becomes available. But Tating will take his first at bat of the game. He'll be followed by Taylor Angley, who's 2-for-3, and Marcus Leiden, who's 0-for-3 with a walk. So 8-9-1 hitters, and they're going to face a new pitcher here. For the Seattle Studs, it's right-hander Anthony Brady. When you got two first names like that, sometimes you can get them backwards. Anthony Brady, a right-hander, 5'11", 205, out of Northern Colorado University. About to start his senior year there at Northern Colorado. And he's from Idaho Falls, Idaho. So a couple Idaho guys in the game tonight. Tating, who's played center field, coming to pitch a couple games. Was the opening night center fielder on Friday last weekend. First pitch here is a strike from Brady. Swing and a miss and a quick 0-2 here on Tating. Tating a 5'9", 165-pounder out of Taft College, native of Los Molinos, California. A righty-on-lefty matchup. Brady, a hard hit ground ball down the third baseline. It's going to kick pass for a double. Tating headed to second. Here comes the throw, and he's going to get in there sliding in with a double. Lead-off double for Dominic Tating going the opposite way. Nice piece of hitting there by Dominic. So here's Angley, 2-for-3 with a stolen base and a run scored. And a flawless second base tonight as well as 45s. And I have one error on the evening. A pretty clean game thus far. Well pitched, well defended by the 45s. They've got a runner on second and nobody out after the leadoff double. Infield has been brought in at the corners. Swing and a miss by Angley on a fastball. As Brady pumped it in there. Brady, a 23-year-old right-hander. 5'11", 205. Here's the 0-1 to Angley. Shows a bunt, and it's going to be foul down the first baseline. Not a bad idea there. Get a runner to third with less than two outs. An all-important insurance run. It's been 5-3 since the bottom of the sixth. No score in the last inning and a half, but a runner on second here in the person of Dominic Tating. For Taylor Angley, the Reading native. 0-2 from Brady. And a pitch spoiled foul there. He just reached out and poked it over the visitor's dugout. Absolutely no lower body in that swing, but a good pitcher's pitch spoiled, and he'll stay alive. Still 0-2. Leiden on deck and the top of the lineup. Another 0-2 forthcoming. Down in the dirt, and it kicks away. Headed to third is Tating, and he's going to get there without a throw. Good aggressive base running there by Tating. And still with nobody out here, there's now a runner at third. So myriad ways to score here for the 45s. As now they bring the entire infield into the grass, trying to knock down anything. Prevent that runner from breaking for the plate. Good speed at third in Tating. Here's the 1-2. Up and away, tried to get him to chase the fastball. Did not oblige. It's 2-2 now. Forty-fives trying to even this series. 11-3 in the loss last night. They lead 5-3 tonight in support of right-hander Micah Gunter. Here's the 2-2 to Angley. Down in the dirt. 3-2. And we'll see if he gives him anything to hit here with first and second base open. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. Brady comes set, the full count pitch. Swing and a miss. He got the fastball by him. And Angley is set down on strikes. Now 2-for-4 on the evening, and that'll bring up Marcus Leiden. Leiden hit by a pitch his last time. 0-for-3 overall. Infield still in here with one out. Leiden looking to pick up an RBI and an insurance run here. Swing. And he tried to check his swing. And he held up. And Seattle can't believe it. Looked like Leiden offered it that one, but they say he was able to hold up and appeal out to the umpire at second base. The visitors dug out, none too happy with that call. It's 1-0. Leiden watches a fastball, and it's 1-1. That one hits the outside corner. Good velocity here from Anthony Brady. Here's the 1-1. Another fastball up and in this time to Leiden. 2-1. Marcus Leiden, 5'11", 185 in the program here. Just finished his freshman year at Seattle U. Here's a 2-1. Up high, and he does not offer. 3-1 now. Good take on a pitcher's pitch. Tried to get him to chase up in the zone. Alstrom on deck. He would hit next. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a miss, and he did not get cheated that time. A big cut from Leiden. But he's unable to make contact, and it's full count now. Brady comes set. Now he's ready with a payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and they got him. Second straight strikeout for Anthony Brady. And Leiden is down on strikes. And that'll bring up Thomas Alstrom.
For third baseman, number 14, Thomas Alstrom.
Alstrom's 1-for-3 with a single. He's also scored a run, walked his last time up. On base twice in 4 plate appearances tonight. He's got an RBI sitting out there 90 feet away. It's going to take a hit. Infield retreats to normal depth now. Alstrom takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Nobody in the bullpen for either team, so Gunter is going to get a chance to complete the game here tonight. Still under 100 pitches. He's been remarkably efficient through 8. Here's the 0-1 to Alstrom. And a strike at the knees there. A quick 0-2 now. Those two fastballs find their target. And the pitcher's count here, 0-2, with Timms on deck, should the inning continue. Swing and a miss, he got him. It's after a leadoff double, 3 straight strikeouts, and that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the ninth. 45's leading 5-3. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. 3 lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the ninth here, Colt 45 stake to a 2-run lead, 5-3 Redding. The top of the lineup for Seattle. They've gone through the lineup 4 times, scored 3 runs on 8 hits. 45s have 5 runs on 13 hits. And Micah Gunter will be going for the complete game here. First pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Landon Riker, 1-for-4, a solo home run in the 5th. He's also grounded out twice and struck out. Here's the 1-0. That one's down to the dirt. 2-0 now. Right-hander warming down in the bullpen for the 45s, so Gunter probably has enough rope until he gets a base runner here. The 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. And the McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Our thanks to all of our friends at the McConnell Foundation. Swinging a foul tip, and oh, that one caught Kerner, and he is hurting behind the plate. Sometimes you get those foul tips, and there's just no way to protect yourself. And he is on his backside collecting his... Looks like it might have caught him on the inside of a thigh there. He's kind of walking it off a little bit. Now talking to manager Greg Catteray. He's going to rub some dirt on it and keep going. Pain don't hurt. Two balls, two strikes after the foul ball to Riker. He's a gamer. Correction, Gunter has been lifted after eight innings here. He's been replaced by a pitcher who has a remarkably similar windup as he does. Get you that information as it becomes available. Two and two pitches fouled off here to the side. So that'll close the book on Gunter. Eight innings, three runs on eight hits, one strikeout. Swing and a miss, and down on strikes is Riker for one down, his second strikeout of the game. That'll bring up Kyle Bowe. Ninth inning is going to be Justin O'Loughlin, number 31, a right-hander, and the first batter he faces on the season strikes him out. So Justin O'Loughlin, number 31, a right-hander, who can be mistaken for Micah Gunter from about 200 feet away, gets a strikeout. Kyle Bowe has singled, been hit by a pitch, and popped out twice. He's 1-for-3. That ball misses low and away, 2-0 now. So O'Loughlin in for the save. Gunter in line for the win should this lead hold up. The 2-0 pitch is fouled back to the screen, 2-1. Reminder, game three of the series tomorrow at 2 p.m., that's right, in about 16 and a half hours, first pitch. Game three of this series and what we hope will be the rubber match. As a ground ball out to short, Lyatt and charging, a slow hit grounder comes up and makes the throw. Nicely done. He throws him out 6-3 on the putout. And Lydon with a nice play there, 6-3 with an asterisk next to that one. And down to their final out now is Seattle. It's going to be Lauren Archibald, the DH. 2-for-4 tonight. He's grounded out and flown out to go with a single and a double. Doubled his last time up in the seventh down the left field line. Tying run still in the on-deck circle for Seattle. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner from O'Loughlin. It's 0-1. Fans smelling it here. Two-run lead here in the ninth with two down. O'Loughlin is coaxed to strike out and a ground out for the first two hitters he's faced. One out away from a save. That one is down low in the dirt. 2-0 now. Correction, 1-1. First pitch was a strike. O'Loughlin in the windup. Gets the sign, now he's ready. The 1-1. Just a bit outside, 2-1 now. Semlicher would be next. He's been quiet all night, 0-for-4 after a four-hit night last night. A very different ball game than Friday night. Here at the yard, that's a fastball inside, 3-1 now. 3 balls, 1 strike, hitters count here on Archibald. One foot out of the box. Now he's ready to get back in. O'Loughlin fires and that ball is flown deep down the right field line, and it is foul. Tell you, that ball was foul by about 2 feet. About 2 feet from being a home run down the right field line. Tucked it just about 2 feet to the right of the 310 sign. But it's a long strike, 3-2, and they're down to their final strike now. Archibald draws some oohs and ahs from the fans here. His run means nothing, the tying run in the on-deck circle, so studs just need base runners here. O'Loughlin trying to slam the door here in the ninth. 3-2, he winds and fires. The payoff pitch. Ground ball to second base. This should do it. Up with it is Angley, and they throw it out. That's the ball game. Ground ball to second base ends it. Your winning pitcher tonight, Micah Gunter. 8 strong innings of 3-run ball. Gets his first win of the season. 3 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors for Seattle. 5 runs on 13 hits and 1 error for your hometown 45s as they even this series. Rubber match tomorrow at 2 p.m. We'll be right back with post-game here with your player of the game, Micah Gunter. Stay tuned for these messages. Be right back.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first 2 payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Reading Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first 2 payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube.
ReadingKia.com.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st through June 18th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in our newly updated, tranquil, enclosed butterfly house. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will eclose in the butterfly house. And you can witness the magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The butterfly house is open daily starting Saturday, May 6th. Wings of Summer Butterflies is presented by the McConnell Foundation. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's electric utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, June 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the Vitamin Shop.
The Cascade Theater is launching a brand new season of shows June 1st, featuring Olivia Newton-John, Pink Martini, and performances from award-winning country, rock, and comedy stars. Members can start buying tickets June 1st. Everyone else, June 13th. Become a member of the Cascade Theater today for early access to the best seats, ticket exchange privileges, opportunities to meet the stars in person, and more. Get the rewards of a Cascade Theater membership. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Back here live at Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460. Recapping our 5-3 victory here tonight, Colt 45's get back in the win column after the loss on the opening night of this series last night against the Seattle Studs. I'm here with winning pitcher and player of the game, Simpson University right-hander Micah Gunter. 8 innings pitched. Oh, just one walk. You scattered 8 hits and 3 runs over 8 frames. Looked like you were in full command out there. You pitched out of some jams, but you made pitches when you had to, and it looked like you were had great command of the fastball and were changing speeds out there and keeping them off balance. How did it feel out there tonight?
It felt pretty good. I knew coming into this game, it was a good team out of Seattle. I knew if I just kept the ball down and threw the pitches where they were called, that I'd do just fine.
Absolutely. Last night, the Seattle came out and put up 11 runs on 15 hits. The 45s mustered just 3 runs on 5 hits. It was the other way around here tonight is, if I'm looking at the box score here, for the 45s, they pounded out 13 hits for you, 5 runs, and it seemed like every inning they had guys on base. We had the leadoff hitter on base 5 or 6 innings in a row. How does it feel when you're out there and you know every inning we've got at least a chance to score, and all I've got to do is keep us in the game?
Yeah, as a pitcher, that's the biggest thing is when your offense is really working for you, it lets you be more comfortable on the mound. So I really appreciated the guys coming out and doing that for me today.
We're talking here with Micah Gunter, your player of the game, winning pitcher here tonight. 8 strong innings, a 3-run ball, a quality start, gets his first win of the season here in the 45s back in the win column here. They're now 3-2 on the season, headed for the rubber match tomorrow. 2 p.m. game here tomorrow. We'll have it for you on KCNR 1460 and streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And as we mentioned tonight, you scattered 8 hits over 8 innings. 3 strikeouts there, and you didn't have a strikeout till I think it was the 6th or 7th inning there. You're pitching to contact, but even with the 3 runs, it seemed like a lot of theirs, well, they had a little blooper behind first base there. We had a bloop double down the left field line. It didn't seem like they were really squaring you up much at all here tonight.
Yeah, I knew if I just threw the pitches where they were called and I threw strikes early that I could get them to swing at my pitches, and they didn't get a hold of too many, so...
Now, you haven't had a chance to pitch to Ben Koerner before. Have you had a chance to warm up with him at all the last week at all? What was it like having a first game pitching with a new battery mate there?
I commute from Sacramento, so I missed the game yesterday, game up today, and it was the first time meeting him, and I liked him a lot, and it was good throwing to him.
Well, instant chemistry here and a win here for Micah Gunter here tonight. Thanks for coming on, and looking forward to watching you pitch here for the rest of the season.
Thank you for having me.
That's Micah Gunter of Simpson University Red Hawks playing for his college manager here, Greg Catteray, former Oakland A's left-hander himself. 45s get a win here tonight. We'll have the rubber match here for you at 2 p.m. tomorrow on KCNR 1460. First pitch just 16 hours away. I'm going to go home and get some sleep and come right back here for the rubber match. Come out and join us. Just $5 a ticket, just $3 a ticket for all of our fans 62 and over. Once again, your final score here tonight, Reading 5, Seattle 3. I want to thank our pregame sponsors, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and, of course, the McConnell Foundation. For my engineer, Jared King, I've been Kyle DeFore. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here tomorrow at 2 p.m. for the rubber match. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Good night, everybody.
Stage graphic photo of President Trump beheading. Is that a good decision or bad? 97% of you, as of 9 o'clock Eastern time, said yes, it was a good idea for CNN to fire her. 3% said leave her alone. Bill Fletcher writes, this isn't North Korea or communist China. As disgusting as and vile as I found Kathy Griffith's photo to be, we don't put people in jail for exercising their First Amendment rights, no matter how classless. And Bill, this is how I agree with you. I agree with everything negative. except for I will say Kathy Griffin is funny, and I will say she went too far. And I don't think we should go around firing everybody that either makes a mistake or pushes the line. I think we take it in, we make our adjustments. Don't just fire people.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next.
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie.
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Oh, yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kind of want to know how it ends.
Okay. Tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Terrorism strikes yet again in Britain. Police say six people are dead as well as three suspects in the apparent terror attack in the heart of London that occurred Saturday night. A vehicle veered off the road, mowed down pedestrians on the London Bridge, and witnesses were telling of men with large knives that were stabbing passersby at nearby Borough Market. The latest from BBC's Ben Brown.
A vehicle was driven at high speed across London Bridge, swerving into pedestrians deliberately, causing a number of casualties, and then the occupants getting out of the van and racing through to Borough Market, which is nearby, and carrying out knife attacks there.